Hey, Drew, this is Nick. I just want to be the first one to call and say, you blow!
Well, the new phone line works.
Yeah.
209-66-BONER. And we'll listen to a collection of comments from the first day the phone line was open. That's 209-66-BONER. And what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios with Facebook. Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas right in the heart of downtown Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th Street on Main. With 150 of the world's most premium tequilas on hand and ready for your immediate consumption, as well as any of your old favorites. And let's see, open mic night. Well, all-you-can-eat tacos on Tuesday for $13. Open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Trivia Thursday, you win cash and fabulous prizes. The amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the big screen 35-foot TV at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Michigan-Michigan State game's coming up. It'd be a good chance to check it out on a huge screen. And the Drew and Mike discount 10%. So there. Shall we check out the audio from the 209-66 boner line?
A boner hotline?
It's going to take us into some music right off the bat. There's a lot of music stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we can also receive messages. So we got a ton of text messages from the listeners as well. It's been pretty cool.
Any important texts?
I think there's just a lot of testing going on right now. But a lot of people are getting origin of drops and stuff like that.
Okay, testing 1-2. Well, 209-66 boner. Testing 1-2.
Yeah, here's a quick little montage of
today. Alrighty. What? Somebody sends a fart.
Yo, Drew, Mark, Trudy, Maz, Brandon.
This is actually real. I don't believe it.
Fucking cool, guys. Fucking cool. Keep it up, man. This is Chris, longtime listener, first time caller. See ya.
Is this true?
I got a funny story about the one time I ran into that is Drew of Blank.
Oh, nice.
Guy's
what a tease.
Damn it.
I love that story.
Hey, this is Jason, and this is what I sound like.
You guys should use more Hawk. Hawk is great. It should be a regular part of the show. It's really funny.
Hell yeah.
I'm having a great morning. My kid pissed all over the toilet seat. So that's great.
What?
Somebody get a dick?
Check out Howard Stern acting as Ted Danson in blackface. I think that Ted Danson's some piece of shit show on NBC, the same network
that great show.
Got rid of Megyn Kelly for being confused about blackface.
I cannot believe that Maz said that Bohemian Rhapsody was so good that he wanted to watch it 2-3 times. What a piece of shit movie. My life, I'm never getting back. Thanks, Maz.
Hey, guys, it's Eric. The sex stimulates whoever that is. What shows that from?
Bezos.
I thought this was like the weed line, man. Ugh. My boy Jimmy told me to call up. You guys deliver that cushy ushy.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
How many farts did we get?
We got two farts, and they don't really come through very well. So email your farts if
the line sounds like it needs
mic your farts by all means. Don't let the phone do it. Get a microphone for Christ's sake.
Well, that would be preferable. Does it sound a little muffled?
Yeah,
perhaps it is a phone line though. I'll see if I can clear it up.
You really found Brandon's weakness with that question.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of shit about that. A lot of shit.
It's a internet phone line, so it's going to sound a little different.
Little muffled. Just a little.
I found it entertaining.
Yeah, I hope people will call about...
Fine, it's off.
That's
it's
the
done.
End of that bit.
It's done. Screw it.
Wait, and I also saw support on Twitter for the fart that opens the best of.
Oh, thank
over the
you.
Weekend.
I saw true. It too.
Yeah.
Trudy and I had a Twitter. Vindicated? We had a Twitter battle over the weekend.
You did?
Yes.
Well, Trudy was at Elton John, so I offered to tell her what the next song would be because I've already seen the show.
Oh, 5 months ago, he said. And then he said, follow that with, ooh!
And then Trudy said she, well, go ahead.
I was seeing Elton John in his hometown.
Ooh.
His hometown. Ooh, back.
That's a good comeback.
Admittedly cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then I pointed out that I wanted to see it 5 months earlier.
Which was cooler.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Ooh, I may have won the battle.
You didn't have to travel either.
What a vicious Twitter battle.
A lot of people liked it.
First Twitter battle ever won.
It was a. How'd you like the show?
I loved the show.
I mean, how could you not like the show? He, you know, he sounds good. His band is great.
His band is great. The presentation is really cool. The weird pictures of people.
Oh yeah.
The video that was really entertaining and funny. I love this version.
He's really phoning it in. You know,
I read it in the what were your favorite songs? I loved opening with Benny and the Jets, by the way.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And all the young girls love Alice, which doesn't get a whole lot of play. But I got off on Rocket Man to Take Me to the Pilot to Someone Save My Life Tonight, Leave on Kendall in the Wind from there on. But I was bummed out when they got to Daniel. People remained seated. How dare you stay seated?
What makes you weak-kneed?
Oh, Daniel.
He did not play this.
Yes,
why did he do this? This, to me, is the biggest mistake of his career.
Yeah, but it was so easy, and it was a great seller.
Yeah.
You called out to our country. No, you didn't. And you whispered
to those in pain. Not giving it.
I was so Diana'd out by this point.
Oh, did he do the Diana version?
No. I mean, when he did this song.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Wasn't she just a bit overrated, perhaps?
Yeah,
just a bit.
How dare you?
I mean, she did throw herself down the stairs to get attention, and she was kind of crazy.
She was deified.
She was crazy, yet made crazier, by the way. She was treated by Charles.
She's a crazy chick. And in a...
Well, she married the biggest bore in the world.
A prune. She literally married a prune.
And she married into the royal family. What if you're not expecting a life of boredom and torture, she wanted to be a princess. That's what being a princess is. Sorry you don't like it.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. But after the show...
Sorry, not sorry.
I love that.
They heard everybody, they're like, you got to go meet your Ubers over at Target. And so everybody stampedes to Target.
Ooh.
And thus the games
begin. How big was the stampede?
It was pretty huge. And there was just people clustered outside of Target.
I mean, a few thousand people?
Oh, no, not that many, but...
It seems like it
would
be. I
don't know what Uber is.
I know. There were two ladies who didn't know, and he was trying to help them. She seemed concerned until our Uber came, and then she ceased being concerned.
Did you ask your Uber driver if he was the Jesse Smollett attacker drivers?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they take Uber in Chicago?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
two did. Brothers, those two ripped brothers.
Oh, no. I tried to stay away from all Subway, too, while I was there. Yeah.
You fought back against those guys.
Abe and Oba.
You fought back against them.
Abe and Oba?
Abe and Oba, yeah.
Oba?
Nice. I think that's the part of the story that's going to stick with us the longest, isn't it?
Yes.
That he was punched and then punched back and he fought back.
He fought back. He's not some fairy. He said that himself.
Sure.
And the coverage on Good Morning America was outstanding today. They pointed out the value of their kiss-ass interview that aired Thursday, the same day the story turned around.
What was the value? I missed
the value was
stuff.
That
I will play it.
That the police used the interview to because
she
said it was those guys. And also that it was taped on Tuesday night. None of this knowledge was known then. So it was okay to kiss his ass on Tuesday night because nobody knew.
Well, we knew other things, but
no one learned the lesson of kissing ass in a journalistic endeavor, possibly.
It was.
Robin Roberts doesn't know how to do an interview any other way.
Unless she's teaching life lessons to the interview subject, like Liam Neeson.
But she was, I guess. She wasn't really hard on Liam Neeson, though.
A little bit. For
not her. Either.
For her, okay.
For her.
It's a low bar.
Pretty harsh. But, looks like that thing's going to a grand jury. Chicago police going, we don't need this. We'll just let the big people take care of this.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't met with the police because they said Saturday they urgently needed to meet with him.
Right.
And he's for some reason, off. He doesn't seem to be in a hurry, but I guess his legal team is staying in touch
with
him.
He's a team now? I thought just one. And the lawyer for who, again?
It was Cohen's lawyer. He's blown out. Sounded like there was a disagreement over what he wanted to do and what Jesse wanted to do.
Oh.
Great lawyer.
And so Jesse has two guys now. And who knows, maybe I'll have a dream team before it's over.
Brad Edwards in Chicago has some really good new information, too, I thought. Did you read his story?
Yeah, I did. This is almost not believable because it's so dumb that Jesse was upset the racist letter didn't get enough attention.
Yeah.
Why didn't he take the security? That would have given it more attention if he was running around with security.
Well, they had already workshopped the attack by that point, so they had to go through with it.
workshops?
Yeah, they ran through the attack twice.
They rehearsed
it. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
none of that's on camera.
Acting terms.
Okay, yeah. I have an important question. You know, he had the concert after he was beaten up and he fought back. He had the concert in L.A., which he attended even though he's injured.
Right, yeah.
And they provided him with extra security. Now, shouldn't he reimburse them for the extra security? Because he didn't need it.
Ooh.
That was fake security.
Yes, he definitely owes them money.
He's got a lot of people money, I think. They can make him pay that. The cops, supposedly, they've spent a lot of money already. Police. Somebody said $1.7 million. That seemed a little ridiculous to me.
It's too high, but...
I guess they had a lot of guys working on this case. Oh, yeah. I mean, they... And what's funny about that is they're going to be called the racist Chicago police. You know, the Chicago police who are so...
Why?
Because they got to talk... How else
they
would you defend
their time.
This? They did. I know they did. They probably gave this case... more time than they would give just about any case because of who he is and because it was racist and homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a nice part of town, too, so I think a lot of people were upset about it.
Yeah.
If it happened. as they said, from the first minute, people thought, boy, that's a weird place for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just had a bad stench. So, anyway, he didn't like the reaction from the letter, so they concocted the attack. Boy, that was a great concoction. And the brothers announced that they're not racist or homophobic or anti-Trump. They were just helping Jesse.
Okay. They're not anti-Trump? It is MAGA country.
I guess so.
MAGA.
Maybe that fits.
If you're not one, you have to be the other.
What's the narrative? And one brother held the rope and poured the bleach, and the other one wore a plain red hat and yelled the slurs. So they split the rope and bleach duty with the slur yelling.
They know where they bought the hat now, too.
Yeah.
Should we call them?
Really?
Sure.
The crafty beaver?
Lids?
Yeah, no. Lids.
Wasn't it just a plain Jane red
Lids
hat?
Rules. Lids is awesome. Lids is, I love Lids. Cool.
You do? Lids? Can you? I just wanted you to point out the reads to him.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, Saint, don't wear that outfit again on Facebook Live.
Yeah, you sure was getting about? A little bit hammered.
Please just
Tess,
record.
Tess was on there to defend.
Don't wear that outfit again.
Please just record and offer the show like this.
Scott Johnson wants us to serve it up to him on Facebook Live.
We wouldn't have any downloads if we just offered the show like this.
We should make Scott Johnson promise that we would have downloads, too. And then we'll do it.
Not to mention there's certain algorithm issues, too, with other things.
Algorithm.
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice if we could do everything the way everybody wants us to do it. But
maybe. In time, in due time.
Yeah.
Once we don't have to use
slow
Facebook.
Down.
Is it my shirt getting the attention?
Yeah.
What?
It's a little busy.
Cool shirt.
I like it. It's a little busy.
It's a gift from Maz, too.
It was?
Yeah.
Tess was taking credit for it on Facebook Live.
It's
did she?
T-shirt time.
We can
she
edit
say
that
she
part
gave
out.
It to me?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I think so.
Oops.
Oh, okay. What if
wait a
Maz
second.
Is giving me, Maz has given me so many shirts that I'm probably giving him credit for too many shirts.
Oh, really? You know how many he's given me? Zero.
Yeah, me. Jeez, zero.
Brandon, have you ever gotten a shirt from Tom?
I've never gotten a shirt from
Tom. I should be more supportive.
Zeus.
You butt out.
That's interesting.
No Maz shirt from you. Huh. Really?
Yeah. I have gotten a collection of knickknacks over the years, though.
Oh, cool.
He is a little presents person.
He loves shopping.
A little presents
He loves giving gifts.
There aren't a lot of guys in the little present world.
What did you get him for today, for his birthday?
You know, I didn't know it was his birthday until this morning. I saw it on Twitter.
So wait, did he tweet it out about himself?
I don't think it was his tweet. He had a tweet, though, that I was not comprehending today.
Oh.
He was active on Twitter.
I'm going there now.
Happy birthday to him.
So if
I don't care.
Does Lids sell MAGA hats?
That's funny. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Who does? Does anyone really want to sell MAGA hats? I mean, isn't that just going to be a pain in the ass?
Well, they're only officially sold by the re-election campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, while you're looking at it, I'm checking Maz's Twitter, which is always important. Mother Nature has been punishing all of us this winter, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at just $99 a month.
It's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
You heard right. $99 a month. That's cheaper than your cable bill. It's a lot cheaper than my cable bill. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home, watching TV at home. So go see my friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. No, they don't have a Maz, but they do have a Stephanie. and Stephanie you might find more enjoyable. Visit Stephanie or give her a call. Get yourself a new Ram for $99 a month, only from your friends at dealsintheD.com. And we know one thing for sure about men. They hate going to the doctor. Boy, that's true. They'll lie around moaning for days before their wife or whoever says, get off the couch and get to the doctor. So what we say to you is, we know you hate your contacts and reading glasses. We know your life would be better to see 20/20 up close and far away. And if you'll get off the couch and get a free evaluation, maybe you'll finally stop complaining that you can't see shit anymore. Everyone should get an eye exam at least every 2 years. I'm due for mine, by the way. To check for things like glaucoma, and it's covered by your regular insurance.
You don't have it.
I don't think I do.
I can see in your eyes.
I don't think I do. So there's no excuse. And Dr. Yalow is Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon, having given over 50,000 Detroiters life-changing surgeries, custom LASIK, or the amazing multifocal lens implants for people 50-plus. Pick up the phone. It's free. If you do get surgery, you'll get the Drew and Mike discount, be free of glasses, contacts, and the hate of reading glasses. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
What are you laughing at?
Maz's tweets. Or they're actually replies to tweets. Which one were you thinking of in particular?
Maybe it was a reply to a tweet.
They're all replies. Like, that's why I didn't do one in a while.
Okay.
He replied to Super 70s Sports, which put out a quote from
Is that the Phil Villapiano return for a touchdown, possibly?
No, it was a quote from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And then he replied to Ryan Armani because Ryan did the push-up challenge with Derek Kevra.
What?
On the nine, Ryan got... Because I guess if you can do over 40 push-ups, you're going to stave off dementia or something. That's a new story.
What?
Yeah. It's
dumb. Is that real?
I meant to send it to you because I figured that you'd... be up for the challenge.
I think I might be up for that. Ryan did 40 push-ups?
No, Ryan did 20. Kevra did 41.
Oh.
And Tom replied with, show off!
20 push-ups is not that easy if you're not in the habit of doing them.
That's why Tom said he was a show-off. Someone said, wish Tom happy birthday. A listener wished him happy birthday.
Next.
Because it's his birthday as well. And Tom wrote back, thanks and happy birthday, James.
Okay, so he's having a powerful presence on Twitter today, clearly.
And then he had a Twitter battle because NHL on NBC tweeted out, you're about to start a franchise. You're going to only pick one. Who would it be, Lemieux or Crosby? And Tom replied, are you really asking this? Mario in a landslide. Mike O'Hara wrote back, one vote is not a landslide. Which Tom wrote back, Sid's not in Mario's class.
Got it.
Why is he such a Mario lover?
I think he just hates Sidney Crosby for probably no known reason.
Because he's so good?
Hi, Mario.
Probably.
You mean like the way he hates Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a great way to put it.
Wow, he hates Tom Brady.
And then
I don't understand his hatred. Like, he doesn't like the song Blackbird. I don't know anyone that doesn't like the song Blackbird.
No. He doesn't
no one.
Doesn't like Brady because he plays
he
in
like
Boston.
He hates Boston.
He loves he loves Yellow Submarine, the Christmas song that doesn't even get played, and Bad Boy. Hey, Junior, behave yourself, which is a Beatles doing a cover. He doesn't like Blackbird.
Wow.
One of the most popular Beatles songs, probably,
yeah,
I would say.
Sure.
He loves this song. It's just they repeat the same thing over and over.
Very repetitive.
I don't think it was for the fan club. They did a Christmas album for the fans. It was not a release. It was not even released. But Maz thinks it's a full song.
If there's one person that song applies to, it's Maz.
So I think Ringo sings on it.
So someone wrote to him, looks like Tom Mazaway will be shoveling today, and then he included your Twitter handle in.
Yeah.
And Tom replied, or he did.
You butt out.
Fell twice, too. Hashtag great gig.
Aw.
Ooh.
Eye rolling emoji.
He fell twice?
Yeah.
Fell
twice. Is he okay?
I don't know.
Maybe they should have an ambulance there, like an Evel Knievel jump.
Can we?
When he shovels, just in case he falls.
Can Zot send us the video? Is he on security? Security cameras?
I smell some smolleting here. really fell twice.
And when he did, someone said, this is MAGA country. And then someone poured bleach on him for no reason.
MAGA.
I put a rope around his neck.
Tom walked back into the dealership with a rope around his neck. Just to get out of shoveling.
But he still had a Subway sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I would believe. Yeah. He would not drop a sandwich.
No, he wouldn't.
And then someone, Soft Magazine, wrote happy birthday to him and Yoko. And he just wrote back, I prefer Travolta.
Damn it. That's where I saw it.
What a loser birthday.
I saw the Soft Magazine tweet.
He has a preference of who he shares his birthday with?
Yes.
I almost felt like I didn't like Madonna being on my birthday back then.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's all right. Yeah,
hey, sure. I have Mel Gibson. That's pretty fucking sweet.
You're on Elvis' death day, too.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
I got that.
Hey, Tommy also shares it with Dr. Dre.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Matt
he's starting
Dillon,
to redeem himself.
Molly
Ringwald. Yeah. Wow, a lot of famous.
Oh, the Ringer's 51 today.
Whoa, really?
Molly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
Is there a recent picture of Molly? Last time I saw her, I thought she looked really good.
Vanna White, 62 today.
If it's just her face, do you want to see it, or do you want to see the boobs?
I'd like to see the boobs, if I can. Does we have a recent picture of her boobs?
Probably.
And her face?
Just her boobs?
Let's see.
I'll take just her boobs if I have to.
Oh, yeah. Twist your arm.
Well, these are just,
a weird
these
question.
These are just all headshots. You
I think she's
be
only
having.
Been nude, and she was in her... Well, that's a good picture.
Yeah.
But I think that's about... I think that's a few years ago.
Oh, look at that one.
That's Molly Ringwald?
No, it's not
yeah,
Molly
it is.
Ringwald.
Come on, the bush is red.
What? What is that from the Fappening?
Yeah.
I wonder if the carpet matches her pubes.
That's not Molly Ringwald.
No, it totally not. Is.
That one is. That's her. That's her. That's her.
She has hall. Good. She has Hall of Fame nudity in Mr. Skin.
For that one scene?
I think that's an older picture.
No, she's been
is that her too?
She's been nude in three movies.
What?
Two movies, wait. Oh, he includes The Breakfast Club, the underwear shot.
Hmm. That's not, she's not nude there.
Does she have banana boobs? Is that what those are?
Yeah, they, well, they do seem to have a sideway trek.
They're supple.
Skin's a little pasty. She'd use a
Yeah, she looks tan. Like she could use a blood girl.
Not to replace it, just to add more.
She's a fire crotch.
I think she's low on... She's low on blood. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on? I don't want to even speculate on that. Bleeding from her, whatever.
Okay, Trump. She had blood coming out of her.
Whatever.
Blood coming out of her, wherever.
Her Twitter picture looks pretty good. Her Twitter profile. It's a little, I'm sure it's touched
nice.
Up.
Oh, very pretty.
She likes the TV show Big Mouth. She tweeted out on January
really?
29th.
I would not expect that.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
That's Molly Ringwald?
Yeah, she looks great.
That's not even her. That's got to be a cousin or something. That's a younger cousin.
That's Holly Ringwald.
There's another picture of her
Trudy,
when she
does
voted.
That look like Molly Ringwald?
Not really, but...
Not even close.
Yeah. She looks really good, though.
She looks like she looks about 28, I'd say, in that picture.
Yeah.
Oh, she has Judge Kavanaugh on her Twitter.
Yeah, she also has an impeach sweater. She retweeted AOC for you.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a good follow.
Actually, she's not that political on her Twitter. She really isn't. I mean, I'm
okay.
Scrolling through it.
Oh, she had Leonard Cohen.
Here's David Hogg.
Oh, she tweeted David Hogg? Hopefully
just
not as much as Frampton.
Just in support.
Can we hear the national anthem from the All-Star game last night? It was getting a lot of activity on Twitter and other places. People thought it was really good.
Somebody named Anthony Hamilton.
Who is he?
I've never heard of him.
Oh, say, can you see?
Is he like the 7-year-old that sings at the Orlando games? He's just a national anthem guy.
Or the Cavs games, that one girl.
Yeah. Kate Smith used to be the... Wait, she sang God Bless America at Flyers games.
Yeah.
And they had an incredible record when she sang.
Wait, Tom Lubner.
The internet really got a kick out of the guitarist because he's got some crazy eyes. And bright stars
through the bed. This is being compared to Marvin Gaye's version at the 83 All-Star game.
It's great.
He's not doing anything really exciting.
He's making it his own, Trudy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
he
kind of is. Okay, fine.
And the rock I am not a fan. The
okay, can we see Marvin Gaye's?
Kind of sounds a little Feliciano-y.
Yeah.
It does. Mark said that earlier.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like
thanks
that.
Marvin's is Marvin's.
Can you see by the
look, he's dressed
America
to the nines.
America is going to win.
What so proudly we hail
she.
At the twilight.
I miss Marvin Gaye. God, he was so good.
please. If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Amen. Now get out of here.
Broad stripes and bright stars.
A couple times I don't really know where he's going with it, but it seems to work.
Through the perilous fight.
That faked me out.
Slow down.
It is a little bit long.
God bless the United States.
Is everybody grooving to this? It's pretty groovy, isn't it?
It's not bad.
It's funky.
I think last night's is actually better.
Oh, I disagree.
This just has that same beat. That had that guitarist, though.
This is my favorite one.
And the rockets rippling. The bombs bursting in air.
This guy agreed to do it without having sung the song, apparently.
That our
he knows the words.
Was still there.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Speaking of music, they had. Oh, Fergie.
Oh.
Remember this one?
This didn't work out too well.
Oh, say.
Oh, oh, this. Yeah. Is this Johnny?
And the Rockets.
No.
Oh, is this? Yeah. Wait, it's Carl Lewis.
It's Carl Lewis.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I'll make up for it now.
That's not in the lyrics, Lewis.
The land of the free.
Derek Coleman's laughing his balls off at him.
Where's Carl? Where's Carl Lewis now?
Running.
I seriously haven't heard his name in I don't know how long.
That was the end of him.
Oh, this is smoky.
And she peed her pants to punctuate it.
Ugh.
She took a risk, though. It just didn't work. You can't criticize her for taking a risk. I think someone said that. I don't know who. It wasn't
TMZ.
Me. Could have been.
Hey, Robin
Roberts.
You can get it.
Is she trying to be Marilyn Monroe?
She's trying to make it sexy.
People are so bummed out.
Let's try this one.
Can you see?
Who's that dude?
I don't know. It's just that old worst anthem ever. He's pretty good.
I'm pleased so far.
What so proudly we hailed.
Got nice pipes.
At the twilight's last gleaming. Who bright
He's pushing
stripes.
His voice.
He really is.
Bright stripes. Bright stripes.
In a to the night.
Do you remember when the 11-year-old got in a lot of shit?
Yeah, she sucked.
Making their feelings known.
What about Robbie Knievel's daughter? Who she was bad.
See,
it was supposed to be her.
Oh, thanks for being a story.
Carl Lewis, by the way, is coaching track.
Oh.
At the University of Houston.
Oh. Is this Robbie Knievel's kid?
Yeah.
It's before his jump. I don't think she's been invited back.
She's never saying anything ever again, has she?
Hopefully. Didn't sound as bad as I remembered it.
Didn't Johnny Gill have a really good
Johnny
one?
Johnny Gill
at
had
Tyson?
A crazy good one, but
it's Tyson
getting anthemed out badly.
Oh,
oh God, not this.
Say?
Not this stupid one.
Wow.
By the way, I've already seen people complain that Roseanne Barr was fired immediately for a show. Why is Jesse Smollett fired? Where, you know, how do people think of that? I mean, honestly, I never have once thought of Roseanne Barr during this whole thing. But I imagine he may lose his job.
No, but yeah, you're right. But from TV, but he'll probably be a singer still.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, he's been on that show. They had a soundtrack that actually did very well, and he still can't seem to. Is his singing career really something people care about? Doesn't seem like it.
He does. That's why he concocted the whole thing.
Yeah, well, good for him. The Elvis special last night was. Yeah. It's funny. I was thinking they were reprising the '68 comeback deal because it's 50. It's actually 51 years.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Shouldn't they have done that last year?
Couldn't
and
get
you know,
it together.
You know what's really cool about that was Elvis was so hot, and then he went into the army, and then he got out, and the Beatles had hit, and it was like, yeah. Elvis isn't cool anymore. He's doing dumb movies, and here the Beatles created Sergeant Pepper and writing their own songs, and the whole British invasion has come over, yeah. And Elvis is really kind of not hip anymore.
Yeah, and he was bitter about it, too.
He was.
Called
yeah, he was
Beatle.
He told on them. He told Nixon on them.
That's right.
They were encouraging people to use drugs. And oh, when he got his badge, I know, he's high as a kite.
That's a good name. Those guys over there are doing drugs, man.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, the Beatles are doing drugs, and they need to be taken to jail immediately. I'll read them their rights like I did that guy on the plane with my other badge.
Hey, Beatle.
Oh, my God. I know how embarrassing. And he sent the I love the first time they're on Ed Sullivan, the whole country is watching and going ape shit over the Beatles. And Ed Sullivan goes, I've received a telegram from Colonel Tom Parker and Elvis Presley welcoming the Beatles to America.
What?
Like, Elvis just trying to stick his nose in, like, right. Here I am over here. I'm still here. And he's doing those soundtracks for those terrible movies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then in 68, somebody decided, you know what, Elvis is cool. We're just not letting him be cool. So we wanted to have him lose some weight and do this special on NBC. And he killed it.
Yeah.
He's really good.
That one in the leather jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the leather
really
jacket special.
Yeah.
I know it's funny, a lot of people call it that.
Mm-hmm.
The one where the audience was way too close to him at times.
And the audience looked really unhip, too. The audience should have looked a little hippier-ish, I think. They look really square.
The special really showed how good of a singer Elvis is, though. Because a lot of these songs, I don't know if because they were in a high pitch, the singers now have higher-pitched voices. This is probably the best one, wasn't it? This or Hootie?
Yeah, this is a great song. Elvis nailed this song. Baby, What You Want Me to Do? And Post Malone and Keith Urban were really good.
Is this where Post Malone is like, I'm not just that rapper guy. I can play instruments and sing.
He still looks weird amongst this crowd, though. He's got all those face tattoos. I think he's got a grill. Plus, his suit has tattoos on it.
Yeah.
Bright yellow.
Yeah.
But hey,
Don was playing the stand-up bass.
At least he plays an instrument, though. I never knew Post Malone played.
He used to
play with Aerosmith.
Yeah, and he used to be in a heavy metal band.
Keith Urban's getting off. You know, when they have these tribute shows, do we have to all... I kind of like Keith Urban, but does he have to always be on? Does J-Lo always have to be on? Does John Legend always have to be on? I want to restrain
Sheldon
order.
Always have to be on.
I know, I could have done without. He was really average. I want a restraining order against J-Lo. I don't want to have to see her in tribute shows or tributes.
It was ridiculous, Trudy. I'm going to make you watch it.
Yeah, if she was doing a stripper routine, if she was just stripping and someone else was singing, it would have been good.
What song did she? She did a really good song.
Too, Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
She just lost weight, so she's showing it off right now. That's her big deal. Right?
She looks great, and she looks like she wants to screw really bad.
Yeah, she's like, I look great now. So,
oh, Fogarty,
look at me. I'll
weird,
do everything.
By the way, didn't Fogarty sound weird?
It sounded not as good as usual. He usually sounds pretty good.
Oh, wait, is that?
Get out of here.
Yes, it's Ed Sheeran. Doing,
it was terrible.
So deep, falling in love.
With this stupid accent.
Ooh.
Hey, Beatle.
Oh, here's J-Lo.
Hey, Beatle. Over here.
Boy, it's really windy in there.
She overrocks, too.
Yep.
Watch her overrock, Trudy.
She gagafied it.
In black.
think her goal is that she wants everyone to want to fuck her. That's her only goal.
Yeah. She still looks good.
She's art's succeeding. Not as important. No, she does. She looks great.
Somebody got a dick?
The stage manager over there.
Somebody got a dick? Your baby
she wants it so bad.
I think she thinks she's Catwoman or something in her onesie. Give it to me now.
Oh. Oh, well. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. If I didn't know better, I would have thought she was sitting,
A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? I'm pleased they didn't show A-Rod in the crowd. I'm so tired of seeing him in the crowd.
I am not a fan.
She's just such an... Isn't she an average singer, really?
She's not that great a singer, no. She looks good, and she's a dancer.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So romantic. Who else would they have gotten to do that, though?
Somebody can sing? I don't know. I mean, it seems like...
Well, I mean, it worked. Oh, he was...
It was okay.
He was... Hootie was great. Because his voice sounds a little bit like Elvis.
This is one of Elvis's better performances in the 68 special.
And he was black.
Why is Hootie a country star now?
Isn't he touring with the Blowfish?
Yeah, they're back together.
But yeah, he did become a country star, I guess. This is when Elvis got out of his chair. He was so fired up on this song, and he unplugged his own guitar.
Oh, all right.
He a black guy. Ooh, fun. There's no African-American.
I wish you'd pull up Elvis doing this. Oh, boy. Are people going to go see Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah. Hell yeah, nostalgia, really? Baby.
Such a big album.
That song's not bad.
It just goes right through me. I don't really even hear it.
It did because you've heard it 3,000 times.
I know. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
What about the
song? It just goes through me. It's like a J-Lo song. It just goes through me.
Oh, Three Inch Tool.
This is a great song. Oh, this isn't One Inch Tool? This is a parody of One Inch Tool? It's weird not to hear. I only got a one-inch tool.
Little me, my nuts are small as pearls. You like to lie for me because I'm hung just like a squirrel. Sometimes it bugs me. I'm not a bigger guy. When I was a baby, it was exactly the same size. But there's nothing I can do.
But it's small, but it's real cool.
All right, here's a can. Oh, no. Is that the can?
That version, let me find a better version.
There's an
version
old rhythm and blues type song called That's All Right, Little Mama. And we only had two or three.
Oh, wait.
One night with you.
Yeah, I don't want that one. Got your
or kid. Baby, what do you want me to do? Rock so hard he has to stand up.
Why is he laughing? Because he's high?
Baby.
Baby.
do any Elvis karate on stage last night?
No! And none of his spoken word stuff either. Here we go, Kang.
That's pretty cool.
It looks good, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait for him.
He's not fat.
Do you think he's handsome?
Oh, he's starting to stand up.
Here we go.
Somebody pull the plug, man.
Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
What I was going to say, wait a minute.
Let's blow that plug in, man.
Let's
right back in there.
Seamless.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
He keeps like doing like standing up and then sitting back down. Is he so high?
No, he's rocking out in his chair. Alright, that's the can.
That leather suit must have stunk.
I think it's on display at Graceland, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it looks so small. It's like, he can't be that tiny. There's no way. That's like mini Elvis.
Well, it's like when you see I don't know if you've ever seen like a real Civil War, like something from a long time ago. It's like doll clothing. Like people were really tiny, decades ago.
That's weird. It's February. The weather sucks, but Detroit's favorite baseball team has reported spring training, and every day has a little more sunshine than the last. Yes, every day is a little bit longer. And our studio sponsors, Zod Ford and Holly and DealsNadie.com, want to warm your heart with their annual $99 payment party.
A payment party?
Yeah, it's a party.
I want to go to a payment party. How do I get invited?
You just have to come
make
up with
your payment.
$99 every month to lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month, or lease a new sporty 19 Ford Escape also as low as $99 a month, Ford Escape. Or lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge as low as, yes, $99 a month. Celebrate $99 payments in early spring with your friends at Zot Ford and Holly. And then Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. And I told you about the guy who actually clicked the link on a Saturday and got a call on Saturday, and they met with him Sunday. He was blown away.
That's huge.
By the lower payments, the multiple options, and the outstanding service. It's not multiple options. What is it? Lower payments. More options. Yeah. And the third one is
customer service.
And you've heard it from our listeners. 500 five-star reviews. Hall Financial, click the link on the Drew and Mike Show page and fill out the online form, and they'll be crunching numbers for you, whether you want to refi, which they do so much of, or maybe you want to refer somebody to Hall Financial. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter or a cousin or somebody, and they'll get the job done for them. Maybe save some money on a refi. Or buy your dream home, first home, or take money out of your home, or shorten your loan. Don't take it from us. Call Hall Financial 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
The messages keep coming in, and people are sending photos and
nice
GIFs and stuff like that.
Really?
We just got a photo of some zip fizz. That's pretty nice. And then I don't know what this is, but somebody texted these. I have an idea of what they are.
Oh, don't play. Don't play. Oh.
Why are people sending our show farts? Some indication of what they think the show is all about.
Just send them to Brandon.
That person doesn't sound well.
If you send them via email, they have better quality, and I might put them in the rotation.
We text them back and send them to urgent care.
Urgent care.
Bounce the audio file to a doctor who can diagnose it.
The second one sounded really unhealthy to me.
Worried about that person. Ew. Oh, boy.
Ugh. Got some new voicemails, too. I just don't know. You can actually read them, which is kind of cool.
Read? Ew, gross.
Is anyone addressing any important topics?
Let's see.
No, of course
not. I have a conference call. I got to go.
Oh, he had to go.
Hmm. That was weird.
Somebody had to go before they said anything? Wow.
It's not like they were put on hold.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what I wanted to mention today? We had a little history already with the Marvin Gaye national anthem and Alexander Hamilton comparison. Well,
Alexander Hamilton.
What's his name?
Anthony.
Anthony Hamilton. Okay. Yeah, Alexander Hamilton. Well, that'd be a history lesson, too. He's on the...
Yeah.
What bill is he on? Is he on the 20?
No.
Fambone.
That's Andy.
What? Oh, Jackson?
Is he on the 10?
Jackson's on the $45 bill, I thought.
They need one. What would that look like?
I know. Wouldn't that be
strange? Wait, wasn't Harriet Tubman going to be on the 20? Did that just not happen?
Yeah, Tubbs just went to the moon.
Ain't happening.
They just said, oh, it's going to happen eventually. Cool. And then hoped everybody would forget about it.
And they did.
Oh, look. Hamilton is on the 10th. Yeah, we should know that. On the 10 spot.
Oh, he's on the 10 spot. Yeah, okay. I was close. He's only $10 off.
He's hot, by the way, in that picture, doesn't he, Hamilton?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Let's see.
Lately, he's got all kinds of attitude.
He's into himself.
Yeah. He had to redo that photo many times.
Alexander, you're only on the 10.
Well, George, here's the history lesson today. George Mendonca died today.
I was just reading that,
He is in a very famous picture.
Oh, yeah.
Victory in Japan Day, VJ Day, 8-14-45, the end of World War II. You know, we sent
also
them...
known as the Me Too picture.
Yeah, he's a sexual predator.
Well, yes, I was getting there.
Oh, sorry. Uh-oh.
He's kissing a dental assistant who looks like she's dressed up like a nurse, but she was a dental assistant. And she did say she didn't know him. He didn't know her. It was just a celebration in the streets in Times Square. People were going crazy because we won the war. And it took 35 years to confirm who she was, because people are coming, oh, it's me, and they go, no, it's not you. I mean, it's just weird that back then without the internet, they could not figure out who exactly was in the picture.
Right.
And in 1960, apparently, she looked at it again and said, God, I think that's me. And it took another 20 years to determine it was her.
What?
I know, 1980, 35 years later.
Jesus Christ.
And she died at 92, and George, her name is Greta Zimmer Friedman. She died in 2016 at 92. George Mendonca, the picture did them a lot of good. He lived to 95. He just died yesterday.
Wow.
And
is that how he kissed every woman in his life then from there on?
I don't know. You know, it did look a little Me Too-ish. I mean, he's really bending her over and making out. And she didn't sound like she was upset about it, but she did say, I didn't kiss him, he kissed me.
Lovey.
But the amazing thing is to look at that picture and others on that day and think about how divided this country is now and how together it was then. I mean, defeating the Germans.
Right,
I mean,
I can't believe
it was
they found,
a big deal.
I can't believe after all those years they found audio.
Finally.
Oh, did they?
Did you know that? Yeah.
I think they had to clean it up a little
bit. His name Joe?
George.
His name's George.
I want to kiss you.
Oh.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
She thought it was... She didn't know
I was wrong. It was, it was Namath.
Oh, it sounded like it could have possibly been that moment, because they were part of it.
I want to kiss you.
But, I mean, isn't it weird to think that everyone in this country felt the same day about something on one day?
I know.
August 14th. And that is...
Nine.
Is after...
That dick.
I still can't get over that on August 6th, we dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima. It's like, well, that'll show them. Just wiped out. I don't even know how many people, but I mean, no one had ever seen anything like it. And we had the Oppenheimer Commission, which created the atom bomb because we thought Hitler might be close to it. So we said, we got to kick his ass. And we set up this city, built a brand new city in New Mexico with all these scientists. And they did it. They came up with it. They practiced. How fun would that be to practice the atom bomb? How cool would that be? Nobody
except,
missed
except
that.
Being downwind from it was a bummer, but
was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
And then they blew up a couple in the water too. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
And then it was okay, Japan. You want a piece of this? And Japan said, we're not surrender. Are you kidding me?
You're not going to
ready for a bomb?
Completely destroyed Hiroshima and said, okay, time to give up. And they said, I don't think so. Okay, we got another one in the ninth at Nagasaki, unless we hear from you. Nope.
Red, white, and blue.
Didn't hear anything, so we'll have to just take out Nagasaki too, I guess. And then that the second one seemed to convince them that maybe it wasn't a good idea to continue.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
Exactly. And that's what Japan learned. They started it. They started Pearl Harbor.
Sure.
We were attacked.
Sure.
Oh, nobody should apologize for
it. No, they started it. We ended it.
It saved a lot of American lives.
You started it. We ended it. Yeah. Sorry.
Wasn't it?
Sorry, not sorry.
Wasn't it interesting that there were still people who were on islands that had never found out that it was over who still would have kept going?
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry.
Nice communication.
Wanted the war to keep going.
That's Harry Truman.
Sorry, not sorry.
That's what he sounded like.
Wouldn't that have been cool if he said that? yes, Harry.
Wow.
Wasn't he the one that said...
The buck stops here? Wasn't that him?
No, that was...
Wasn't that Roosevelt? Was that Teddy Roosevelt? Oh, boy. I need help with my quote.
Wasn't that Hoover?
Says it's,
oh, yeah, you're right.
If it's too hot, get out of the kitchen. Was that Harry Truman?
Oh.
I want to say he used
he
to
also
say
said, if you don't like it, you can suck my dick. I think that was Truman. That was one of his most famous quotes.
You can either suck my dick or you can have this big old bomb on Hiroshima. Take your pick.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA,
number one. Yep.
I think he also said, Mr. Prime Minister. Oh, wait, that might have been Bush.
Who said the buck stops here? It's probably been Sick.
Hoover.
The Hoof Dog.
I think it was...
Hoover.
Oh, Hoover.
The buck stopped here.
The buck did stop because we ran out of money. The Depression started
Thanks,
here.
Hoover.
The buck stopped here and the Depression started here.
It was Harry S. Truman.
The buck stops here.
Oh, it was Truman, too?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he say correct correction?
You say if it gets too hot, get out of the kitchen, or
whatever.
Yeah,
he did say
quote
that.
Okay,
yeah, he said if you don't like the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Get the fuck out of the kitchen, bitch.
Truman had the buck stops here on his desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
He also said, "Get back in that kitchen, fire that stove. You got some cooking.
Rattle those pots and pans."
And of course, he took over for FDR, who died in his fourth term.
Oof, yeah.
That was the end of four terms. People didn't like FDR. But then he got reelected in 48. Although the Chicago Tribune had the headline, Dewey defeats Truman. No, fake news. somebody would have said fake news if it was today.
Wrong.
And so, Harry.
Boy.
Give him hell, Harry.
Did you know Chester A. Arthur is a president?
Yeah, I did know that.
That was really funny.
But, you know, it was great that John Oliver focused a little bit on the dog show
because
I really hope that Gabby would be part of his piece, but he was focusing more on the unpopularity of the breed that won.
Which we all said. I got to cue it up here.
Yeah, nobody liked this dog. Everyone
sucks.
Loved Gabby.
Gabby!
Gabby! You could not like Gabby. Gabby kicked ass.
Have you been calling Mags Gabby the whole time?
No, I kind of abandoned it. It didn't seem appropriate.
That was Mags' patella.
As patella, it's still not the best.
Is that your excuse as to why no stairs?
Well, I knew there was an issue. I just didn't realize it was the patella. Layla's not real fond of stairs either. Apparently, it's in their family genes. They are brother and sister.
Yeah.
Not purebred, though, apparently.
Ooh.
I mean, not according to me.
Stings.
It's according to Gabby's owner.
Gabby!
And now, news anchor Shit Talk, the winner of the Westminster Dog Show.
Good.
This is not my favorite breed of dog. I just don't find it very attractive.
It's not my favorite looking dog.
The dog looks ridiculous.
It's so goofy, red face.
He looks snobby.
That dog looks like in the morning he wakes up and sips tea and eats crumpets.
You should get a shave, too.
Yeah.
Look at that. That beard
got puffy legs, and puffy chin.
Goofy looking dog.
Does that dog have knees?
No.
He was walking?
Does he need a shave?
Well,
maybe a shave. No,
it's okay like that.
Okay.
I like the Arthur Chester look. Is that or Chester A. Arthur? I'm sorry, I said it backwards. I gave you the phone book version.
I don't know.
Chester Arthur.
Chester Arthur.
You don't
Arthur.
Know? He was president?
He was not president.
Chester Arthur? You sure about that?
100% sure.
Maybe it was, who am I thinking of?
I don't know, Taft? I have no idea who you're talking about. Woodrow Wilson.
No, it was before that. Somebody look that up. I think it was Chester A. Arthur.
There was no president named Chester A. Jesse, look it up.
21st president.
Embarrassing.
Hey, you know how I knew Chester A. Arthur was president? They used to give president statues away at the either grocery store or gas station, and I got a Chester A. Arthur.
Ooh, oh, did you trade it?
No.
Cool. You mean like Chester A. Arthur?
I don't think I collected any more after that. He was my one and only.
Oh. Well, yeah, you couldn't do any better than him.
The president has a big stick.
Here's a little President's Day trivia. Who's the president who won two terms, but someone won in between the two terms?
Cleveland.
Oh, Adams.
Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland.
You almost said Alexander, right?
I did.
Because I was thinking the pitcher.
Yeah, I was thinking the pitcher, too.
Was he named after him?
Yeah, he was. He was.
Who was the only president never elected?
Gerald Ford.
Dope.
Where do you go to school? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, stop.
Gerald Ford dead today.
Was he Big Ten MVP?
After jumping out of an office building senselessly.
Didn't he win some? I could swear he was the Big Ten MVP.
He was an All-American.
He was a center.
I know. He better not have been MVP as a center.
I hope not, because that's rigged if it's true. It's fake. That's more fake news.
They just gave it to him because he was going to be president?
Ridiculous.
His kid, by the way, Grover Cleveland's kid, was Baby Ruth. He named it after candy bar. Or the candy bar was named after her, I guess.
I thought it was named after Babe Ruth.
I think that's the urban legend.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Baby Ruth Cleveland.
Oh. There's a great survey that Brandon sent me about millennials in the Brandon Prep that I thought was fascinating. But first I want to throw this out there. Did you hear Martina Navratilova popping off and getting a lot of shit because she doesn't think that trans tennis players should be on the female tennis circuit?
Oh, tell that to Dr.
Richard
Renee
Raskin.
Richards.
Dr. Richard Raskin, soon to be Renee Richards, who kick ass, by the way.
Why doesn't she want them? Because they're so good?
Because they're too good, yeah.
So she,
it's cheating. She says it's cheating.
Oh, so someone's going to go through all that?
Yes.
Just to win a shitty women's tournament?
There's some big dollars on the women's tour.
Please.
Shitty women's tournament.
Great.
Martina? I think it's a good question. I mean, honestly, I know the answer is, of course they should play on the women's tour. But remember, Renee Richards couldn't win shit. Richard Raskin could not win anything on the men's tour. Mm-hmm. He changes his sex. He's allowed on the women's tour in the 70s, which is really weird to think that happened in the 70s. Isn't that weird?
That is pretty weird. Why did he really want to be just a female tennis player, or did he want to... He wanted to be a woman.
I think he
Which
really
one did he want
felt
more?
He was a woman. I think maybe they both sort of, it was sort of a perfect storm.
Or he just want to beat people and
woman.
Rub their face in it.
That's my point. If you want to transition and go through all that, go ahead. If you really want to win a tournament that bad.
Is it fair to the other women on the tennis tour?
Who cares?
They do. They care. Why shouldn't they care? Of course they care.
Boo.
Beat them.
I mean, Renee Richards kicked ass.
Beat them.
Did she go all, I mean, did she go all the way and have the dick off?
I don't
thing?
You know, let's Surgery? Do a little homework here. Didn't we watch a documentary on
Yeah, because it used to get in the way.
Yeah, right.
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
Renee Richards.
Somebody got a dick?
That's going to be possibly the biggest
She had to have the whole surgery.
Yeah, she made the male to female sex reassignment surgery in the 70s. Hmm.
How did she
do it? Compete as a woman in the 76 Open.
Did she win every tournament she went in?
Let me hold on. Transition, court case. Tennis career after transitioning. After moving to California, Richards played in regional competition for a local club under the name Renee Clark. In the summer of 76, she entered the La Jolla Tennis Tournament Championship, where she crushed the competition.
It says crushed.
And her unique left-hand serve was recognized. Her longtime friend Gene Scott then invited her to play in his professional tournament. The Tennis Week Open in South Orange, New Jersey, the USTA and the WTA then withdrew their sanctions and organized another tournament. 25 of the 32 participants withdrew from the Tennis Week Open. This is just the beginning of the issues Richards would encounter. Richards played professionally from 1977 to 81 when she retired at 47. She was 43 when she started kicking ass.
Whoa.
Cool.
She was ranked as high as 20th overall. Her highest ranking at the end of the year was 22nd. Her first professional event as a female was the 77 U.S. Open. Her greatest successes on court were reaching the doubles final at her first U.S. Open. First U.S. Open in 77.
Wait, what did she do?
She reached the doubles final at her first U.S. Open in 1977 with Betty Ann Grubb Stewart. The pair lost a close match to Martina Navratilova.
Oh, that's why.
Huh. So she didn't win.
Wait.
That's in doubles.
And winning the 35 and over women's singles. Oh, whatever. Richards was twice a semifinalist in mixed doubles with Ily Nastasi at the U.S. Open. She inducted in the USTA.
In singles, she never got far at all.
But she was 43.
So? Be more of an ageist.
If I'd had surgery at the age of 22 and then at 24 went on the tour, no genetic woman in the world would have been able to come close to me!
But wow. You're seeing this within, like, contact sports like UFC and boxing where, you know, these guys who've transitioned to women are just whooping chicks' asses.
Are they?
Good.
Hmm. I've seen a
Go
few.
Ahead.
Did you see the thing that after the surgery and after tennis, she started working as an ophthalmologist?
Well, she was doctor. Was she an ophthalmologist before the surgery?
I guess, but
she was Dr. Richard Raskin.
That's just
why'd she change her last
nutty.
Name?
I don't know.
So no one knew it was her when she dominated on the tournament.
Well, I would think Renee Richards and Ily Nastasi would have been a great draw as a doubles team.
Yeah,
as a mixed doubles team. Do they still play mixed doubles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do. Oh, okay.
Doesn't Federer always win those two? Because he's Roger Federer?
I don't know.
She's still alive.
So what? Who transitioned to be
she's still
a woman and won an MMA thing, Brandon?
Oh, Fallon Fox.
She won it all?
She's 84.
Well, wow. I think
what's her career record?
5-1.
Okay, well, it's not like they're dominating. I'm just saying. I think it's a fair question, though. Ridiculous fear, because who gives a shit anyway?
They need to give a shit. It's their life.
Okay. Well, they're not winning. Boo hoo. They're acting like people are going through these transitions just to dominate some sport.
But
that's
they
ludicrous.
Still have. They are. They're not the same. Not exactly the same.
No.
And I don't really have a strong opinion one way or the other. Yeah, it doesn't affect my life for 1 second. I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody.
Serena and Venus Williams aren't the same as other tennis players either. Everybody's built differently. Tiger Woods isn't the same as, you know, Vijay Singh.
Okay, Mr. Female Tennis Expert. Oh, jeez.
I think the fear is a little ridiculous.
I don't think it's that ridiculous.
Well, parents are upset when it happens in high school.
Is it happening a lot in high school?
It happens from time to time. And
should not decide that in
records,
high
state records are being broken from time to time.
Well, what about that dude that played field hockey and dominated?
Yeah.
Because they had to let him on the female field hockey team because they didn't offer it as a dude sport
yeah.
at the college he was at. And he dominated!
In a skirt. Nice
teams,
skirt.
Teams refused to play him!
He still had to play field hockey.
So what? He dominated!
Yeah, in field
Nobody
hockey.
Knows who the hell
they
he
didn't
is,
offer the sport.
She,
they didn't offer the
he,
sport.
But probably that's a little disguise. That means that she...
He had no choice.
He couldn't dominate a men's
team. There was
sport.
No men's team. He might have dominated. We'll never know. But he dominated on the women's team.
On a women's sport.
Yeah, but still.
There's no men's field time. Hockey.
He had no background in it. He had no training in it. These women have been playing all their lives. And all of a sudden, this guy comes in and dominates!
What a dick.
I know he was kind of a dick.
He's a total dick.
I think there were two guys, actually, that
on
did
the same
that.
Team?
Yeah, and I think they passed something after that season because none of the chicks wanted to play against him because he dominated. I don't know why Martina. Why is Martina Navratilova want to be
so
mixed up in this?
So
by
we
the
can
way.
Look it up and see that she actually beat Dr. Renee Richards.
Right.
Well, she didn't mention that. As for you millennials, oh my, this was a. I know, Brandon, you read this. Were you surprised by the results of this survey about millennials owning homes?
I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
I kind of thought so, too. I mean, I have a better understanding of what's going on because my nephew has this giant college loan. I'm not bragging about it. He got a great master's in business degree from University of Illinois. And it was a hard program to get into. And I remember when he got in, it was like, whoopee. And
business like, ethics.
Which nephew?
Charlie.
Okay. Yeah.
My sister Nancy's son. Hey. And it was like, how are we going to pay for this? And he was the guy that, was, he's a great poker player. He's a really good poker player. Used to make a lot of money playing poker. Now he used to always say, why don't you play poker for a year and make some money? That was good advice.
Nancy loved that.
I don't think she was a big fan.
Did he say, are you going to seed me the money, Uncle Drew?
Yeah, I would have bet on him. Absolutely.
Well, he should have done it then.
He was a winner. He got kicked out of games all the time.
J.D. Shelnut, chief of police, to kiss my ass, you little bastard.
So he had to borrow like $110,000.
Yeah.
The two-year program is like, wow, could they charge a little more?
That's not uncommon.
I think the cost of college is ridiculous. When Michigan State can go, oh, we got to pay off $500 billion for Larry Nassar. Yeah, okay, we'll just write a check. I mean, doesn't that tell you something when they got that much money sitting around?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like these big colleges are like Scientology. How do we spend all this money? We don't have to pay our football players.
Especially when more people are going to school now, too.
I just got under $7,000. I'm almost done. I can't wait. Oh. It's going to be the biggest relief off my shoulders.
What rate do you have to pay that at?
It's bullshit.
It's all different.
Charlie has two loans, I think, and one of them is like 6.9%. The fuck is that? This is the government loaning the money.
Can't you take out a loan to pay that loan out?
It's unsecured. You don't have a house to put up. You got to have something. That's the problem, because that's what I said. He's got a good job now, but he still owes $80,000. And I was like, when are you going to buy a condo or downtown or something? He's like, not till I pay this over.
That sucks.
And he's got a good job, and still, I'm like, well, what are you going to do? I don't know, 9 years? Yeah. Nine years?
He's in his 30s. I used to have seven total loans. Now I'm down to three because I paid off whatever 7 minus 3 is. And the three that I have left.
College paid off.
7 minus 3 is 4. I think
good job.
4 left.
Okay. So no, I paid 4 off. And now there's
sounds
one.
Sounds like this all this education worked out really well.
One subsidized loan that I have at 5.6%. That's the good one. I have one at 6.8% and I have one at 9.5%.
Why would we be charging 18-year-olds 9.5%? What the fuck is that?
Toughen them up.
Are those government ones or are those private?
I think it's mixed. That's why I had seven, because some were private.
Why is the government charging points anyway?
I have no idea. And by the way, you can't get out of these loans. This is the one thing you can never discharge. It's funny. Our government, who by the way, you know, basically fucks up anything, pays $600 for a toilet seat, but when it comes to an 18-year-old borrowing money to go to college, stick it to him!
It's pretty stupid.
9.5. I would think it'd be like 1.5%.
Why even
I would
that
think
high?
We would
make it a half a percent.
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't even fathom why, because
I don't get that.
Spend your money well.
What was your Virginia Tech tuition?
God, it was not very much. It was like, I'd say like $1,600 a semester.
Oh, nice for all you baby boomers to be able to have affordable college and affordable homes when you get out of college and great jobs that pay very well with great benefits and also with retirement packages. That's awesome. Happy for you.
Retirement packages? What retirement package? Well, hey, I've been saying
you're going to get your Social Security.
I've been saying the same thing. When companies suddenly said, we're not offering pensions anymore. And then companies said, we can't compete with them because they're not offering pensions. So we're going to have to stop offering pensions. It was like, why was that okay? Why was it okay for people to go, you know what? Nobody offers pension anymore. So we're not going to offer it either.
Who still gets a pension anymore?
There's no future.
Government employees.
Privately.
look at the state of Illinois. Look at the disaster facing the state of Illinois because they owe these pensions.
Why are still getting pensions?
Because they promised them, and you know, there's some people who are saying, well, maybe they should have some sort of law passed because these new people that aren't getting pensions are paying for these old pensions because apparently there's not enough money, and they kept kicking it down the road.
Money's no problem for me. I've come into a little nest egg. My mother died.
I got a little Chicago history on the way there. Dee was telling me that you guys, well, you because it's your state, but they sold the toll booths on the Skyway to the Dutch. They're like, what? Oh, why?
They sold the parking meter money.
Road?
They needed money to pay the pension, so all the parking meter revenue is going to some private company. They sold everything.
Hey, well, our bridge is run by a private company.
And it's exorbitant, too. So nobody can afford
much money in 5 seconds.
I know.
You can park downtown.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But the problem, well, the way millennials see it, 2 in 5 millennials believe owning a home is out of the question for them. 47% believe buying a home now is a lot more difficult than it was 30 years ago.
Wrong.
29% believe they will never be able to afford a down payment. Now that...
Well, that's a little
come
mistake,
on. 29, would you 29% get your shit together? any jackass can put together a down payment. You have to save money.
Yeah.
You have to cut expenses. It's not always easy. But I guess because millennials like experiences, they're so busy spending money on experiences and Starbucks every day. Yeah,
but this is what I hate about these millennials. This is only a fraction of the millennials.
No, nah, it's most of them.
29%.
It's most
a lot.
Of, if not all.
Millennial,
of them.
I own a home.
Yeah, well, you're the exception to the rule.
Thank you, Trudy.
40, you know what a great experience is, though? Saving your money and putting a down payment on a house is a pretty wonderful
That's
experience.
That's a pretty good experience.
If you can do it.
But yeah. Millennials used to say they didn't want to own homes. Remember when they said that?
Well,
but as they get older, they're going, I think I would like to have my own home.
It's overrated, though.
I know. Well, your house just keeps beating you up.
Oh, while I was gone, it was beating me up.
What?
Apparently, Zeus hears something crash at 1 o'clock in the morning, runs down, and it's the window. Falls out.
What? Come on, your house sucks.
My window fell out. How
window
insane
fell
is
out?
That?
What?
Oh my God, I would tear it down.
<It's like laughs> Trudy, it's a knockdown. It's clearly,
clearly
a knockdown.
It's a rebuild. Yeah.
The roofs are collapsing on your car. It's a knockdown.
He goes, well, I might as well tell you this. And this is on the way home. And I'm like, oh no, what happened now?
I know.
That's God. A nice place.
It doesn't seem fair when you're out of town for something like that to happen. I remember driving home and getting a call that our roof in West Bloomfield was blowing off the house.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. What? Oh. I know. Got back and, yeah.
It's called Mother Nature.
Be
I would have looked at that
you don't
window.
Have a house.
If it fell out at 1 a.m., I would have looked at it and gone, oh, I'll deal with that in the morning.
Well, yeah, but the, you
it
know.
It sucks.
Like bitter, cold
oh, I would
snow.
Oh, I would have turned the heat up.
Was it wind?
Maybe. I don't know. This window has like it's one of those tilt out, and they have all these little plastic things that break. And so I was going to go get more little plastic things, but Home Depot doesn't sell them. So and then I went.
Sounds
and I was
like a good
what
window.
What am I going to do? Call a window guy to fix one window in my house?
Just put it back in and caulk it up.
Just tape it.
It's
gorilla.
Trudy, we both have knockdowns. Let's just maybe get a deal 2 for 1 on a knockdown.
Come on, your house sucks.
You can't knock this one down and build in the same place, though, because you have no internet connectivity.
That's true. Well, there's something in the house that's blocking the internet, clearly. Blocking the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
There must be something in the structure.
I had a toilet overflow, and I realized the problem with toilet overflowing is, you know how you have to turn the knob to kill the water?
Yeah.
It takes for fucking ever to turn that knob. 3,000. Can't they just have the quarter turn...
Yeah.
Just where you
on,
shut the
off,
yeah.
On, off.
Why does it take forever? And it's always really loud squeak. The water's just going everywhere, and 5-year-old daughter's trying to help you get out of here.
Oh boy,
or turds.
It's a disaster. There were no turds involved.
42% want to buy a home but can't afford it. 27% say the only way they'll have a home is through inheritance. 27% of millennials put off marriage. 24% put off having kids. That's not a bad idea. If you want to buy a home, I wouldn't start pumping kids out.
No, I wouldn't do it anyway.
No, hell no.
Oh, congratulations, by the way, to Marasso. Did we mention
Oh, no, we did not.
Joey, I talked to him today.
Is it Gina?
Yep, they had a baby girl.
Gina Irene?
Yeah, I believe
that's an interesting name.
Just ask for Gina, baby.
There you go. There she is. Her first words.
Future audio. How exciting is that?
Born on February 15th. Very good birthday.
Aww. Wait, she was born on Charlotte's birthday?
My dad's, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Aww. You missed a blowout of a birthday party, too.
Wait, no, in the group text, was that really her picture?
Yeah, no, it was. That was her picture.
No, it wasn't really, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sent it. He sent it to me, and I sent it to you guys, and both.
I thought it was bait. I almost feel like something is baited.
No, but Bentley and I were laughing.
Respond to it.
Joe texted me, and I texted all you guys just to make the announcement. Mm-hmm. And Jim and I were laughing because at one point, both you and Drew were like, congratulations, Joe. And Jim wrote, I'll be sure to tell him you said congratulations because he wasn't on the text.
Oh, because it was, yeah. Back
to Jim. But not that you would know.
Yeah, whatever.
There's a nice group text last night, too.
About?
Oh, no, that was over the weekend, too, about the All-Star game and Reggie Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Tom got very mad.
Well, where's the audio of him sounding like?
How about you, sweetheart?
Where's that audio?
It doesn't exist.
Once every 6 months, someone claims, I heard Reggie Miller sounding like that, and there's never audio. It's like Bigfoot.
Here's how that, it's Bigfoot. Here's how that text messages went. Dunk contest, this is Jim, dunk contest on TNT. Is the ain't all about you, sweetheart guy in the broadcast? Sounds just like him. And then an emoji of a guy slapping his forehead. And Tom wrote, I'm bowling. Is Reggie Miller doing it? I'm going to be vindicated. To which I reply, it sounds nothing like him. And Jim, you still haven't gotten any evidence. And then Tom ended up with, why don't you twos fuck each other?
Oh, he just crushed him. That's mean. You're mean.
You get so mad at Jim and I because...
Jim's brutal on those texts to him, though.
We kind of pile on him.
Oh, poor man.
Sorry, what was the rest of the
It's his birthday. Well.
So they don't want to have babies.
40.
Damn it.
2 in 5, 40% believe owning a home is out of the question. Now, how can it be out of the question? I assume that college loans are hanging over their heads, so they're looking at, well, I can't do anything until I pay this college loan off, which is kind of true.
I wonder how much of it is out of the question because of where they want to live.
Well, you know,
they
there's an
live
issue.
On the coasts?
This was not part of the story, but I've been reading in other places that there just are not a lot of starter homes being built.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because starter homes, you're talking about $120,000, $130,000. Who can't somehow put aside $13,000? That's 10% down payment. I mean, that's a big down payment.
Yeah.
I know, or, well, borrow from your parents. A lot of people do that. These people that have pensions and paid for cheap college, they can fork over a little dough to their kids. They do it all the time.
Since you guys took all the jobs.
Yeah, since the baby boomers stole everything. Well, actually, we're not even talking about the baby boomers just now. We're talking about people in their 50s and 40s.
Oh, those Gen Xers.
With kids that are getting up there.
Aren't home prices going down across America because you can work from almost anywhere now? Like, maybe you don't have to live in New York City, and maybe you can just work in Iowa City, where the house is going to be Drew's making a face. Well, you know what I mean, though?
You want to go there.
That's what you want to do.
In the middle of a cornfield.
But I think that's why maybe that 40% says it's impossible because of where they're at. Home prices might be too high.
Everybody this isn't a spending money contest.
They would live in a slick area where there's a lot of hipster stuff to do.
Ugh. Well, you know, I keep reading about how millennials don't want to buy a starter home. They go straight for the next level. You know, there's a lot of millennials buying $250,000 to $300,000 homes. People that are making, you know, some people just jump out of college and bam, they're making a lot of money. They're on Wall Street or they're starting their own tech company. Or
influencer.
Oh, that, yeah, like
influencer.
Like Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Elizabeth Holmes, yeah. Is that?
From Theranos.
Oh, yeah, from Theranos. Oh, God.
I made a lot of money out of high
school. I mean, there are a lot of millennials who are kicking ass, but, you know, a lot of people are, you know, finding their way and changing jobs a couple times. It's much more common now, and they're not building up pensions and 401ks the way everyone used to do. So I understand it, and
you have to live in a kind of a little crappy house at first.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
75% of Gen Z would be interested in having multiple roles within one place of employment.
You know, the part that I didn't understand was so many people, young adults are living at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than ever.
That's a
way to save money. That's a great way to save a down payment. And I know a lot of people have done it. I also know a lot of people who've stayed at home, and then they spend. They go, oh, my God, I got so much money to spend because I don't have any bills. So.
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
I mean, that's a great opportunity to save some money. So,
hey, did you guys attend the protest today over the border wall emergency?
It's right around the corner.
Ferndale, yeah.
Wait, is that here?
Yeah.
Check out that Trump mask, by the way. It's like paper mache, but it looks great.
Let me see here some of these comments, too. Oh, it's a great Trump head.
Wow.
Somebody's got a megaphone. I'm jealous.
From Washington to back here at home, people were taking to the streets today in Ferndale to protest this decision declare an emergency to build a wall. Yes.
Our Larry Spruill was there as a growing crowd worked to make sure their voices were heard.
Look at that head.
It's really good.
Penis party's got to go.
Dozens of people stood front row and in the center of Ferndale Monday afternoon in the middle of the day, not for a lunch break, but a more important matter. They are protesting the president's decision to declare a national emergency to build a border wall with these signs in their hands. No wall, no abuse of power, no emergency. And this one. Build bridges, not walls.
Oh,
the only reason we should have a national emergency is when we actually have a national emergency.
Sandy Light Pearson says that's the reason she's out here among the crowd.
I think we're just all tired of it.
And she was not alone.
I mean, right now, this border issue, it's really creating controversy, and it's not looking at the real issues.
Now, these protesters tell me they had to show out today because there is power in numbers. They said they wanted to get their message heard.
But there's like 40 people there.
Oh, this is a fake emergency. It is not a national emergency. We cannot sit idly by. You cannot sit home anymore.
Go home to mommy.
You have to send your voice to Washington. Let them know.
How many people are there?
On America, get out of where here. We build bridges, not walls.
Can I say this? If whether we build a wall or not, let's not build bridges instead of walls.
it's a very deep metaphor.
Bridges will cost a lot of money too.
What if we keep thinking of drugs as a problem? Then of course we're going to need a wall. But why not build a bridge so drugs can come right over?
Yeah, well, they're coming through the port of entry anyway.
Let's just legalize them.
Build a drug bridge, and that way it'll clean up the traffic at the other port of entry.
Drew.
And we can have terrorist airlines where they just come in on the same airplane, so we know who they all are.
Right, and they wouldn't dare do anything to each other.
We'd let them in the country anyway.
Why don't we just legalize them and let a big American corporation make them, and then we get all the tax revenue anyway, and we don't have to spend money stopping them.
There we go.
Just like opioids.
Maybe if they could make some of the drugs that people really love, then some of the drugs that people really need could be cheaper.
It should be American jobs, not Mexican cartel jobs.
Did we found El Chapo's money yet? Because that could build the wall. Chapo, and then Mexico would pay for it, and then Trump would be telling the truth. How
great
cool
guy.
Would that be?
So hopes that's
it's a
happen.
Big red bow. Do you think everybody feel like that was a big red bow?
No, half of the people would be mad.
I know. I was being facetious.
That reminds me, see de Blasio ripping into AOC about the $3 billion.
Yeah.
Which kind of expected.
Well, that was kind of amazing. It's like, wait, she doesn't really think there's $3 billion sitting somewhere, does she?
I hope it sounds
like she did think that.
I hope not.
Her quote didn't make any sense. But de Blasio was trashing Bezos originally, but is he now going after her?
Both of them.
Also?
He's pissed at everybody about it because he wanted Amazon there. He thinks Amazon backed down too easily.
I think it has to do with Amazon getting their ass kissed everywhere.
Maybe the worst negotiator I've ever seen.
Everyone wants Amazon, and he picks the one place where a lot of opposition exists, and people like to yell and scream. And so I think he was kind of a pussy about it. Like, people kiss my ass. I'm not putting up with this.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
But I would think the people that worked on that, can you imagine how hard you worked on that pitch? Yeah. And you get it. Then other politicians run it off.
Some of the small businesses around where the location was going to be are a little pissed too.
And some of the condos where they broke ground too.
Yeah,
it kind of sucks.
The whole thing's dumb.
It kind of sucks for them.
But meanwhile, Amazon's probably going to have to close down.
I know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's terrible.
There's a school of thought, though, that they should stop letting big corporations take advantage of cities by, making them hand over loot, hand over fist.
That's the federal way it is. Every city should vie for it. Every state should vie for it. It's the federal tax breaks that are horseshit.
I don't agree with it. Why should you give someone tax breaks to come into your community? It seems
you
can
want
do
them.
I know, because you want them. So, in other words, if I'm here in Detroit paying taxes, I can go, what if I move somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm GM. I'll put my headquarters in Chicago. I wonder what they give me for tax breaks. And then Chicago gives them some big fat, because they would. They'd love to have them. You gotta, so they give them big fat tax breaks. So guess what? There's less money in the treasury.
You do have to remember, though, moving is kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, so yeah, it is a pain in the
ass. It's going to have to really be worth it. But look at the movie industry, though. That's a very mobile industry. And they look what happened from state to state.
We stayed in Georgia. That's where
we gave tax breaks to the movie industry. And what happened? We didn't, you know, it's too expensive. It's, we're not making the revenue back. And so it's like, oh, see ya, Michigan. Mm-hmm. You know, we build all these schools and all these people go into the industry. It's like, fuck you.
Movie studios that are now gone.
I know. What a joke. I never agreed.
Because the breaks ended, though.
Part of them in Righteous Rick's basement now.
Oh, that's right.
I did not agree with that. I felt like once we stuck our foot in that pool, we should have stayed in the pool. Yeah. At least to respect the people who changed their lives over. I mean, that was fucked up.
Snyder.
Plus, it was cool to have movies here.
I know.
It was
cool as hell.
It was.
I mean, I think you get a lot of psychic value, even if it seems like it costs a lot.
Remember
all the interviews we did with people who were shooting movies here? It was amazing, and they all would rave about Michigan.
It's never bad to have another industry in your area.
No.
It's dumb.
But
Michigan!
Granholm, just, it was one of those things that, you know, you want to lure people, and so you give them probably more than you should. And in fact, I don't think there was a cap on it. Wasn't that the problem? There was no cap? And so movies were just flying in here. Everybody wanted to make a movie here.
So when there was a cap, then they stopped, and then it just
$7 trillion dollars.
Yeah, they said, suck it.
However, in the interim, before that all happened, porn thought, hey, this is pretty cool. We'll get incentives to go make porn movies in Michigan for a while.
Who cares? Don't they make all the porn? Isn't California dead with porn now because of their condom law? Is that true? Brandon, is that true?
Oh, I do not know.
Isn't that why they make it all like in the Czech Republic?
Oh, you know, they probably just
forsaken place.
They probably just still make it in California, but then redirect all the negotiations and the paperwork through another state or something like that.
Huh.
But yeah, that condom loss, a lot of people were upset about it in the industry, so I read.
A lot of
viewers for show prep.
Oh, who wants to see a rubber?
If I'm watching porn, I don't want to see a condom. It's disgusting.
Because I want to believe they're making love, and no one makes love with a condom on.
They're back, baby. No, Jimmy.
It's for procreation. Even if the ending doesn't always help procreation. What?
I was having a conversation with somebody about how...
What?
We throw iPhones in the hands of these 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and think, oh, they're not going to watch porn.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's the first thing they're going to watch.
Well, of course it is. But we find...
Yeah, right.
I thought that survey was just incredible about young people and their sex lives and how unhappy they were. And I was like, what could they possibly be unhappy about? And it turns out they watch so much porn so young that all these guys think, yeah, this is how sex works. This is great. Anal, facials,
and jackhammer,
gangbangs. Yeah.
And these girls are like, well, I guess this is the way it works. And they're not very happy always.
You know what they need to do? They need to make really awkward, like, first sex porn and make the
amateur porn.
Oh my God.
Send, like, who's going to watch
it? There's a niche already.
Well, 11 and 12 year olds. instead of watching the hardcore stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Instead of watching the seasoned pros do porn.
Watch real basic, boring stuff. You know, the female centric ones.
Has anyone seen. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Somebody got a dick?
Has anyone seen April and Daisy on Netflix?
No. Is that a porn?
No.
Oh.
It's a documentary about April and Daisy.
Oh. Where are April and Daisy?
They're two girls. Well, hold on. Let me...
Are you sure it's April and Daisy?
Or it's Daisy and April. Daisy and April or April and Daisy?
Netflix.
Hold that thought, though.
By the way, Netflix is really pushing the true crime documentary that you talked about a long time ago. What was that movie? What was it called? Stranger...
Abducted in plain sight.
Oh, yeah. Abducted in plain sight is outrageous.
I think you're thinking of Audrey and Daisy.
See ya. I think he is.
Bye, Drew.
Audrey
what
and Daisy.
What was the Michael Jackson story today?
There's a Jackson story today?
Does anybody have a Jackson story about... it's a reaction to the documentary and how...
Again? You know, his family is really keeping that story alive and the documentary alive by bitching about it every day.
I mean, we've talked about the fact, haven't we, that they're going to stage a musical?
Oh, that's been canceled. They've canceled.
Is it really?
Yeah, they've canceled the musical.
Because they don't know how to portray the child molestation part?
Yeah.
Tastefully?
Yeah. I mean, they knew how to, but they didn't think the crowd would like it. Oh, they're just going to ignore it. The story of Jackson yesterday, do you remember, Brandon? I was telling what happened yesterday with Jackson.
I don't.
The story about Bubbles the chimp.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. Tried to kill himself.
Yeah. And Brandon, you doubted that story. And I said, hey, if you want to take exception with the Times of India reporting, then go ahead. The Times of India was reporting that Bubbles wanted to commit suicide when Jackson got indicted for molestation.
I just never heard of suicidal monkeys.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Really? Yeah. Does it, though?
Yeah, because they don't get the mental health care that they need.
The only monkey, I just know that sometimes old monkeys, if they're sick, they'll starve themselves to death. So I guess there's that.
You need to watch more Dynasties.
Dynasties.
They said Jane Goodall is the expert of this bubble story.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
This is Dynasties.
Shino.
Reported allegations by famed primatologist Jane Goodall that Bubbles was punched in the face and kicked in the stomach while he lived in Neverland. He was beaten, and he wanted to kill himself because of that.
Oh, poor Bubbles.
The stories that I saw on Jackson, the most recent ones, is Jacko's sex noises. Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley, revealed how he screeched and sang his way to orgasm as they romped in Donald Trump's mansion.
Gross.
That is so disgusting.
I'm not believing that.
Nobody thought this would last.
And then the mirror. Boned.
What a joke that was. Can you believe that happened?
Check out this headline from the mirror. Michael Jackson abused a 13-year-old girl, then paid huge sums of hush money.
Fake.
I don't even believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
The kid was
it said boy,
she was a tomboy.
Seriously?
Oh, well.
That's what this...
Okay, now I believe it.
Oh, I know what
really
it was today.
It was, I'm embarrassed.
It was how he worked the mothers of the two boys.
Oh, yeah. I read that story.
Did you read that story?
I sure did, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great story. I mean, it was terrible, sad.
Right. So he worked on them first, and he got them to the point where they felt important and empowered.
Oh, yeah, and they said, you know, they had these dream days where they go and they drink these expensive wines at Neverland, and they go to hotels, and they'd stay in these suites. Well, you know, the suites are really far away, so you have to stay over in the suites. I'll be here.
See, those are the really nice ones.
Yeah, the nicest suites are far away, so you stay in the suites far away, and we'll be over here with the cookies and milk and the footage.
Ugh.
And we'll be jamming the bed.
That's how he
I know, it's so
he totally
he
false.
Groomed the mothers.
And then
just
you,
because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Did you read the comments at all?
No, I didn't see the comments to that
there
story.
There were lots of comments.
Oh.
And so many people, and I just, this blows me away. What's the matter with the mothers? It's the mother's fault. It's like, he's the fucking molester. He's a child molester. He's a manipulative celebrity. I can't believe the way we treat celebrity in this country. We just, it's like a blank check to do any fucking thing. Yeah. I mean, isn't it amazing that that went on? I mean, can you imagine if we had back-to-back all the stories about him and children and how he loves children, and then throw in all the molestation stories, all the payoff stories, and go, and then all the stories about Neverland. Look at my new choo-choo train. Ooh.
Allegedly.
I mean, we lived through that. We watched that. Nobody did anything.
And those kids were thrown to the wolves or him.
And called
the
liars.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Who thought that they were fine. Because they said nothing.
After the Martin Bashir documentary, that should have been the end. That should have been, okay, this is too fucking nuts. You don't share your bed with a 12-year-old. You're 40. Are you fucking kidding me?
They also should have launched Martin Bashir into. He should be anchoring a network nightly news by now. But
where did he, where did he go?
Jackson's family destroyed him.
Wow.
I don't know where he went.
Marty Bashir.
They were very mean to Marty.
We were mean to Martin Bashir. He was mean to me, so we were mean back.
He was picking on me.
I just don't want to hear anything bad. I'll just go.
Presumably, Debbie had to stay in the hospital because she's just given birth.
Yeah.
Was she okay about losing the baby, as it were, in the first few minutes?
No, she told me to.
She told you to take the baby?
Yeah, she said, go right ahead. I know that's what you want. She said, I'm totally fine with it. I said, you're fine with it? She said, yes.
Yeah, that's just so normal.
How long was it before she was united with her baby? How long?
Never.
Oh, I don't know.
Never.
After getting
she
out
hates
of
the
that,
baby.
I don't know how exactly. I kind of forget.
She's not allowed to see the baby.
This?
that
she was mean to the baby.
Makes him connect never see her so again. Well with children.
Martin Brashear is the BBC News religious editor.
Really a child.
What religious editor? Oh he, man, boy, they really like buried him.
He knows how a child is. He knows how what
see, Drew, he knows how a child is.
Oh yeah, this is the kitty.
I think you don't necessarily have to be a child just because society says.
How much did this kid get paid?
This is Gavin. Really he was the second one. He got a lot.
You're an adult when you want to be one.
His cancer was cured, too.
Gavin's driving a Maybach now, picking some chick up. She goes, God, where'd you get the Maybach? Well, I used to hang out with Mike Jackson.
When they told him he was going to die.
They probably don't even know who he is anymore. They
told us no more cancer.
They told my parents.
Oh, that's right. Gavin
funeral,
had a sister.
Because there was no chance.
Oh, yeah. She sounds
she's
like Falcon
out of there in no time, though.
Does she sound like Falcon Heaney?
He wasn't going to grow. He said wasn't going to be able to have kids.
To a first show.
He had growth spurts during chemotherapy.
No, maybe not. He's a little higher pitched.
We did this for a show.
Medicine don't know it all.
This three, just, according to Gavin, just three kids hanging out.
His friendship and support that helped him beat the cancer. It's
fucking
they've
madness.
Close friends ever since.
When you're not friends with a 12-year-old when you're 40.
Oh, here
it's
you
ridiculous.
Go.
Does Michael let you enjoy the whole premises?
There was one night I stood in and I asked him if I could stay in his bedroom. And he let me stay in the bedroom. And I was like, Michael, you can sleep on the bed. And he was like, no, you sleep on the bed, sleep on the bed. We're like, no, you sleep on the bed. And then he finally said,
don't forget
said,
to file your undies away.
If you love me, you sleep on the bed. Yeah, I was like, oh, man. And so I finally slept on the bed. But it was fun that night.
I slept on the floor.
Yeah, my penis barfed.
I was sleeping bed.
It was weird.
No, he packed the whole vest of blankets up the floor.
Jer Jackson's first response was, I slept on the floor.
Man,
I think he kind of right.
What do you get out of this?
I slept one up out? In the bed with you.
Oh, my God. Woo-hoo. What do you get out
of this? You get a boner?
I love...
And I get their crusty underwear that I file in a cabinet.
I think what they get from me, I get from them. I've said it many times. My greatest inspiration comes from kids. Every song I write, every dance I do, all the poetry
I
write.
So you say it enough, and it's normalized.
I'm inspired from that level of innocence, that consciousness of purity.
That he wants to destroy.
And children have that. Right. I see God in the face of children. And, man, I just love
bullshit.
Being around that,
especially
that
when
all
they
the
come.
Time. Are you guys still staying up late? Sometimes I call your house so late.
Oh yeah,
but you tell me to call. You tell me to call.
Sits
late.
On the phone for hours with a 12-year-old.
Children from other families have come and they've stayed in your house.
Oh, he's holding his hand now. Weird.
Well, very few.
But you know, some have, and they say. Is that really appropriate for a man?
No.
A grown man to be doing that? How do you respond to that?
I feel sorry for them because that's judging someone who wants to really help people.
Jerry said
that's
like,
share your
what
bed.
What the?
No. The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Yeah, not a 12-year-old fucking idiot.
Yeah. Of course.
You're taking the position that you use every single
But he makes all these great records, so we'll just say it's okay.
It's such a stupid excuse, though. I mean, you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Macaulay Culkin, NPH, the Savage Brothers, the Mbop Kids. They all were famous when they were kids. They didn't have a childhood, but you don't
see them
hanging out with
12-year-olds. No, they don't, because they're not pedophiles.
Spare house here where he could have stayed.
Yeah, but no, yes, we have guest units, but whenever kids come here, they always want to stay with me. They never.
It's always the kids' fault.
And I have never invited them in my room.
Fake.
They always just want to stay. They say, "Can I stay with you tonight?" I go, "If it's okay with your parents, yes, you can."
Can I have your underwear?
If it's okay with your parents.
Were your parents happy?
Jesus, just
that you were here with Michael.
Yeah, my mom was all very, very, very happy, and I know
drunk
they're
happy
because I was happy.
Did they come with you?
Yeah, most of the time, but I wasn't really with my parents. I was mainly with Michael.
Ugh.
But they were happy that you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're not happy anymore. Wait, so April and Daisy is this documentary about these two girls. One, Daisy's 14. She's got this friend who's 13. And she lives with her mom. Her dad died in a car crash. And they're just kind of... I think they're drinking. I don't know what they're drinking, but it's one of the first times they've drank. Mm-hmm. So they're getting kind of buzzed. And the eighth grader girl, the one's 13, says she had to lie down for a while.
Right.
Got fucked up, I guess. And then they eventually they're back at it, and she gets a text message from her brother's friend, who's 2 years older. Hey, what are you doing? She's like, we're just drinking a little bit. And he's like, hey, want to hang out in my basement?
Oh, no.
So he comes and picks him up, brings him over, and's like, so you said you're drinking. See if you can drink this. And this girl's like, well, I wanted to be cool, so I want to prove I could drink. So, of course, she gets completely hammered, blacks out, and one of the guys has sex with her. Another one of the guys videotapes it, of course. And the 13-year-old has sex with another guy who she tried to fight off, but he sexually assaulted her. And then the mother finds the Daisy, the 14-year-old, on her front lawn, like her hair's frozen to the ground.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, she takes her to the hospital. They said, you know, she's been raped. And so they are going to bring charges against these two guys. And one of the guys' father is a house rep in Missouri. Her grandfather is. So what do you know? Oh, they're not going to press charges. Not enough evidence. It's crazy. And meanwhile, this girl is just getting trashed on social media because that's what 14-year-olds do. And she goes from being this, you know, cheerleader-y, sweet freshman to this sort of gothy, fucked up, I want to kill myself. Mm. I think, I don't know how many suicide attempts there were, but just a total debacle. Yeah. And a lot of it was, I think, because of the way she was treated on social media. She just, you know, she's a slut. They show some of the messages in the documentary. The other girl was 16. They're both very cute. The 16-year-old was very cute, very curvy, cheerleader also, very popular, they made it sound like she was very modest, mm-hmm. in spite of the fact that she was very pretty, very insecure also. And she was also drinking at somebody's house. Parents were out of town, and I think they're supposed to, two girls were going to stay over, and then three guys came over. And
you know, guys.
Yeah, you know, guys. So one of these guys who's her friend carries her upstairs because she's out. She's just like out, drunk, passed out. Mm. And she wakes up with all this marker on her boobs, on her lower regions, you know, something near her butt, you know, like a anal arrow to her butt.
Oh, geez.
And She kind of flips out, you know, what happened.
Here's the conversation she had with a guy about it. Is this part worth playing about the marker? Oh, I guess never mind.
Yeah, this is right after. This is right after it happened. John, I need to talk to you. What?
What?
Word, marker. What about marker? You know what I'm talking about. You know I'm not so upset at the fact you guys drew on me. I'm mad at where shit was drawn. You know how drunk I was. You were one horny mofo, he says. Boy, that's the right thing to say. Dude, I was asleep and people did shit to me. Honestly, like really, no joke. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows what?
She said,
oh my God, what the fuck?
Like, what if?
How?
I did something that I didn't want to do. She had no clue about the pictures, though. And I remember, like, I think maybe during break or during lunch or something, like, I saw a group of boys just, like, crowded around. They were looking down, so it looked like they were looking at a phone.
Oh, God.
I said, look at that. Like, they're definitely looking at a picture. She witnessed it right there, you know?
And there are no pictures of me, right? John R., they're deleted. I didn't take them. I promise it wasn't me. That helps. Are they really all deleted? Look how everybody covers their ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. John R., why did you let that happen? Do you know how many people view me now? How people view me now? It's fucked up. I can't do anything to fix it. Everyone messes up.
Oh.
Jesus.
Well, that's casual.
Oh, dude, this will blow over before the week's over. You know, Saratoga people make a big deal for a week. And then forget about it. It's crazy. You have no idea what it's like to be a girl.
She's not going
to
forget about it.
No, she didn't. So then it's revealed that one of these guys put his finger in her, and he claimed that she said, harder, harder.
Sleeping. Right.
Yeah, she was out. And the pictures. Oh, and also they revealed that there were a group of guys who basically pooled nude pictures of girl. They had them on a site so they could all go there, but they didn't tell anyone else. They just all, the guys just looked at nude pictures of girls. So.
These fucking animals.
I know, these assholes. I know, fucking animals. And the thing about these stories are they're not that uncommon. They happen all the time. Well, these are just two really dramatic stories.
Is it a spoiler alert what happened to her? Or do they tell you in the
beginning? I think I know.
I don't remember if they... Yeah, they do tell you in the beginning.
She killed herself.
Yeah, she hung herself.
15 years old.
Beautiful girl. I mean, beautiful girl.
So what kind of charges do these kids get? Any?
Not much. They'd sue them civilly. The Daisy sued them civilly. And they had to admit what they did, apologize. They had to participate in this documentary.
Two of the three received a 30-day sentence that was served on the weekends. And the other was sentenced to 45 consecutive days. But because their ages, they're not publicly identified.
She's dead.
Daisy's mother's house was burned down.
Oh, my God.
She became this, like, the pariah. She became a complete
pariah. For rocking the boat.
She dared to challenge what these guys did to her.
Yeah. Oh, God, our son's in trouble.
A fun documentary you watched.
Yeah, really.
Jesus. How did you? I don't know. I wouldn't be able to watch it.
It was fascinating in a horrible way. I don't know. I've watched a lot of documentaries about social media because I'm just sort of intrigued by the fact that we put these kids in social media and then,
it's awful.
You know, especially the girls. It's like, how many likes you got? I mean, how insecure are 14-year-old girls, and yet they're competing for likes? How insane is that?
Yeah. So what happens to these guys then? They just grow up. They've done their penance. They're on this documentary.
They went to college.
Yeah, they moved on.
College,
they moved on.
On.
They, at one point, they
no
said,
problem.
Said, oh, the guys all moved on. Why can't she move on?
They're on the Supreme Court now.
Uh-huh. Just kidding. Wouldn't your conscience eat at you, though? Doesn't any,
would any of them ever come forward to say,
my conscience just
I think
totally
there's so much.
Although if you're that kind of person to do something like that, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of crap like this in that world that goes on. Like these guys all sharing their nude pictures of their, you know, girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, I don't know.
A big story
the number
about
of girls sending photos of themselves in some state of undress is incredible. It's kind of shocking, but not really.
Sending a photo of yourself, as bad as that is not even comparable to what these guys did, the way they took pictures of them.
But when someone sends you a photo
and
they're your boyfriend, you don't expect someone to share it. But when the guy is 16 or 15, he's going to do something fucking stupid.
Nowadays, you should absolutely expect them to share it because that's what
happens. I think so. Yeah.
Just ask Bezos.
Yep. Would this documentary in any way, you think, help young girls?
Yeah, absolutely.
Make better decisions.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the alcohol part is just such a bummer because, you know, 16-year-olds are going to drink.
Sure.
And they're going to drink too much. And unfortunately, the price, I mean, if you're hanging around with, I don't know, it's sort of like
I'm sending Charlotte to a convent.
It's a good idea.
Get her away from all this.
They'll probably still have social media.
Probably. Well, they got to sell stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It's just grim. There's a lot of April and Daisy. Or is it Daisy and April?
Audrey and Daisy.
Duh. There was a lot of music news today. I was reading about the Best of Everything, the new Tom Petty,
mm-hmm.
38 tracks. There's a new track. I didn't think it was that great. But maybe you guys, For Real, it's on Rolling Stone.
Didn't see it.
It's kind of a sparse track.
Oh, kind of a raw.
What's the problem with these things treatment? If they were, you know.
Yeah, if it was meant to go out, it probably would have gone out. I mean, it's still Tom Petty.
It's a new Petty track. I mean, jeez.
Oh, brother, look what we've become.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Oh, brother, could we be so dumb?
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
The sadder
Where's Mike Campbell? I don't hear Belmont Tench.
Belmont Tench.
Was this just a solo project?
Slow down.
Never did it for no CEO.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
But I did it for real. Would have done it for free.
Not giving it.
I did it for me.
It's not that bad. It's okay.
I like it. I think it's good.
Because it was all it rang true.
It just didn't sound finished to me, but... Maybe it's what he wanted. I don't know. I'm not sure it belongs on the best of everything.
No.
But I've only heard it once. Once and a half. Did you hear that Noel Gallagher has told Liam that he can't use Oasis songs in his documentary? Which Liam is just raising hell over.
Liam's doing a documentary?
I guess
what
so.
What a disaster that's going to end up being.
That sounds pretty messy. But it might be fun to watch.
I don't know. It'll be all about him.
Yeah, if he's doing it, that concerns me. But then again, he might have his standards for what belongs in a documentary. It could be way out there compared to what the documentary maker would
think. Because he likes being the rock star.
Yeah.
But Noel's the genius behind the band.
Absolutely. I mean, in that case, I mean, those are Noel's songs. He should absolutely have to ask him, but it sounds like he didn't want to ask him.
There's already been a documentary.
On Oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering the same thing. Like, what is... Well, that only went up to 96, though, or 97?
That's
it was kind of a short doc.
That's all you need.
Pretty much, I mean...
Really?
Will these guys ever play together again?
No. I don't see it happening.
I thought there was some effort to... reconnect and didn't last very long.
When one of them wants to do it, the other one doesn't.
Yeah, seems that way.
But that wasn't the last straw. Liam made fun of Noel's wife or something.
Yeah.
Bunch of babies, those
two are.
Very
cantankerous.
Major babies. That's Noel.
Singing the high part.
Did you hear about Gene taking the high road with Ace?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How un-Gene-like.
I know. He wouldn't really comment. Ace, of course, had said that Gene tried to nail his wife.
Gene always takes the high road, though.
He
does.
Not when it comes to drugs and alcohol and Ace and Peter.
He's very self-righteous.
But someone sent me a page out of, remember Gordon Gebert, who wrote Kiss and Tell about Ace?
Mm-hmm.
And it was about what a fuck-up Ace was, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, the stories were hilarious. Many, many, many.
Isn't that where the stories of him taking everything apart came from?
Yeah, and also ironing on his decals his T-shirts before his shows and doing it in his dressing room before the show.
Didn't Chuck Negron take everything apart, too?
Yeah, he did in rehab.
Yeah.
But he was unscrewing doorknobs.
That's right. Anything with
and
screw.
Light bulbs and anything that would unscrew, whereas Ace would take apart an amplifier and then he would never be able to put it back together again.
Which I understand.
And TVs and stereos and anything technical, he would take it apart, computers, but he would end up in a just pile of parts in his garage.
Nice.
So anyway, Gordon Gebert wrote Kiss and Tell, and he's written a new book. I didn't even know he was... I knew he played music, but I didn't realize he was in a band that was significant called Angel. I guess they were kind of a heavy metal band. And sort of like the big star of heavy metal, like people really liked this band, but they just didn't ever get over the top. So he's got a book out about the band Angel.
Wow.
And let's see, Gordon.
I don't see anything about Angel on here.
No.
Is that all it was Angel?
Gebert. Yeah, I think it's fairly new. Because somebody sent me something out of it. I mean, Kiss and Tell. On a Wing and a Prayer with Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
Oh, there's Kiss and Tell More, too. Kiss and Tell More. Hilarious. But somebody sent me an email about On a Wing and a Prayer with Angel. He was a big Angel fan. He said, a lot of people loved Angel, but they just never, It just never got anywhere, but people did know Angel, and they opened for a lot of bands.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, the reviews of the book are really good. People, I mean, Gordon can tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how much demand there's for a story about the band Angel.
Never heard of them. Next.
But anyway, in the book, he talks about writing Kiss and Tell, and he does reference at one point that he did a ton of interviews on it. He mentioned my favorites were, and he mentioned our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
he cool. said his favorites were. He mentioned like four shows, and we were one of them.
Hey,
that was nice.
Oh, my God.
We did have we knew that book inside out. We had a blast. We wouldn't let him go. He had so many stories about Ace. Wow. They were all very funny.
Chapter 2. Douglas squatted down over the fat sunbathing lady.
So that Queen and Adam Lambert are going to perform at the Oscars for the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
You know, because it's nominated.
That'll be good. I thought Lambert was good last night on the Elvis thing.
Will Tom like it?
No. Well, yeah. No, he'll like it.
He'll like it.
Yeah, Tom will
loves
like
that
it.
Movie.
I think he will.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I don't know. That's cool. Lambo's okay.
Lambo.
I cannot believe that Maz said that Bohemian Rhapsody was so good that he wanted to watch it 2-3 times. What a piece of shit movie. That's 2 hours of my life I'm never getting back. Thanks, Maz.
Well, you missed that Green Book was better. Maz came in and saw Green Book, and that's his favorite movie now. So whatever his latest movie is going to be the best movie.
It is whatever he's seen.
Wait a few movies before you take Maz's advice.
Do you think Lambo yesterday on that Elvis thing was trying to be too much like Elvis? Did you notice he did the lip thing and he had the open shirt and the blue suede shoes?
Yeah, I saw the shoes. Elvis didn't wear blue suede shoes, I don't believe.
He's being too theatrical.
Did he wear did he have a mustache though?
Lambo?
He looked very un-Lambo like.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him. I think he did have a mustache since you say that. Yeah.
Trudy, you want to repeat what you said when he was singing? With his tongue out?
No, what? I don't think I do.
What? Okay.
I don't think I should.
So she said something about where that tongue's been. I said, did you say that when you saw Elton John?
No.
How long did it take you to grow that
mustache? You correctly pointed out that Elton didn't have his tongue out as much as Adam Lambert did.
At all, maybe.
Well, maybe Elton's tongue isn't that active these days.
Well, possibly. And then you, of course, point out that his hands, they did show his hands a lot because... When you went to see the show, did they have the cutaway of his hands on the piano?
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Well, it was so long ago, I'm surprised you remember.
It was quite a while ago, but it was a common cutaway, or I wouldn't remember it. Rolling Stone had a story about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Cool.
And I have to admit, it was very interesting because I keep trying to figure out, why do people like this guy? I mean, first of all, he's a hardened criminal. I mean, he's going to prison for a significant amount of time.
Young, handsome.
Maybe not, though.
No, he's not getting a single day of jail time.
Oh, he will. He's absolutely
update,
going
though?
Away. Yeah, he's giving people up.
He's
was in
be,
the,
he's
the
be...
Nine Trey Bloods, and so he witnessed and was part of a lot of pretty heavy crime, and he's got a lot of people he can give up. But he may end up in witness protection, which would be, he would be the easiest guy in witness protection to find because of the 69 on his forehead.
It'd be like if you had Drew tattooed all over your head and now you go by John.
Yeah.
Why do you have Drew tattooed? What's he going to go by, like 55? And they're going to go, why do you have a 69 on your head?
I'm 55. What are you talking about?
It is easily the biggest challenge for witness protection ever.
Probably so.
Oh, he's so handsome. Look at him. Just look at him.
This guy never went to school for one day after eighth grade.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yep. He was convicted of a sexual crime against a minor.
Ugh.
And, you know, in reading about this guy, he's involved in so much shit. He planned two shootings, one of Chief Keef, and the other one was, who's the other guy he... was paying somebody to shoot.
Oh, I only knew about Chief Keef.
There's another one, too. He also filmed an armed robbery. He filmed an armed robbery that he helped plan. He didn't participate, but he was outside filming it.
Idiot.
I know. He filmed a lot of stuff. His phone was a very valuable resource. So anyway, you know, as I'm going through all this stuff, I'm thinking, I'm looking at these videos too, and I'm going, this is really what people think this is cool. His songs are huge hits. They're giant hits.
265 million hits for this one.
Niggas on my dick and on my yacht. These niggas looking for me, you can hit my jack.
69.
I mean, I just couldn't help but feel this is just another area of idiocracy that...
I am not a fan.
Yeah.
Can you play, by the way? This amazed me, too. I'm reading about all the shit this guy's mixed up in. I mean, the underage sex being the worst one. He's convicted, too. It's not like... They keep giving him probation, too. He's only, like, 21 now. He's been involved in so much stuff. It's like, how does he keep getting probation? And the last time, the prosecutor said, there's no way he's getting probation this time. And the judge gave him 4 years probation. He was involved in a shooting the next day. It was actually his group that shot the record company guy in the restaurant.
Oh, nice.
He was outside.
Oh,
but, nice. I mean, you know, you think, maybe he'd stay away from something like that. But no.
He's got a ton of money. Just move away.
Anyway.
22, he has a six-year-old kid.
He did a song with Kanye West and Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that maybe they would? I mean, if Gaga can't do a song with R. Kelly, wouldn't it seem like that's a bad idea?
Yeah.
You bring up that song, by the way, because I was thinking, wow, these are three of the biggest people in rap music, and what do you get? Surely something that we'll want to listen to, right?
Well, he's done a few with Nicki. She doesn't care, though.
Look, no, she doesn't care.
She's dating.
I know. Great guy.
It's that hate, boy.
She's going to put Jesse Palmer in jail.
Yeah, when does that trial
start?
She's
going to pay for her kid's college tuition, too.
Am I just on an instrumental? I think I am.
That song sucked.
Might have a long intro. I don't know.
You so bad on my side for it.
Here it is.
This money, girl, flex for it. Girl, you know what's up. Hands down, you got it. I just want to call you babe. My first name. She be on the brand new YL. Body on 10 with her heels on. Pop it for a dollar, that's why.
Sounds like a number one.
That's it.
Where's she?
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody get a dick.
She's on the song, isn't she?
It says Mama featuring Kanye West and Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Fifi is the big song that he had with
her. Yeah, heavy on the auto-tune, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a crotch.
Cool.
So, yeah, good for him.
What?
69 huh? Like Tekashi, call him Papi, worth the ASAP.
Tell us about your pussy, Nikki.
From New York, so I'm cocky, say he fucking with my posse.
There you go, thank you. Okay. Anything else about your pussy?
A little repetitive.
Hey, she's got a lot of things to say about her pussy, Drew.
630 million views.
Hey, if people like it, they like it. I mean,
how it tastes.
Sounds like a good song for a 30-year reunion.
I don't know how your pussy tastes.
Hey, yo, Draco got that kick back. When they kick back, you can't get your shit back. In fact, it's that bitch that I hate small talk. I don't fuck with chit chat. AC just that
one. Yeah, she likes to get down.
She's a great singer.
She likes to get down to business.
Hmm. Oh. Okay, so that's what everybody likes.
Lovely.
630 million.
Hmm. Yep.
Nice.
So what?
Well, that's a lot of downloads.
I'm not
or a lot of streams. I guess that's the best song. I mean, you can't argue with success, can you?
Good one. Sure.
So anyway, and Tekashi, you know, great guy. Got a couple problems.
He's a rat.
Young guy. Yeah, he's a rat.
He is not going to make it to like age 25. There's no way.
Is it?
Someone's going to kill him.
I got the impression in reading about all of
their rap career will take off.
Well,
that was the impression I got, was the more trouble he got into, the more,
probably,
the more his music got popular. But it sounds like anything this guy does is a hit. Virtually anything he does is a hit.
I don't know. Well, I can't explain it.
Just today, Boozy Badass, he came out and said that Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching has put his family in a grave danger.
His whole family, even Mr. and Mrs. Badass?
No.
And Baby Badass?
I don't think he's talking about himself. I think he's talking about Tekashi's family.
Will this hurt his streams, though? Will this hurt Tekashi's streams? The fact that he's a snitch? Because it seems to me that the music isn't really important. It's more about the personality of the person. So,
yeah,
you know, if you kill a lot of people, you could get a lot of streams. There was the guy in Texas who killed two people, and he was on the run, and he got millions of streams while he was on the run.
Huh. Yeah, it's because people want to hear.
And he dropped a song while he was on the run, too.
Well, R. Kelly's streams went up, too.
Yeah.
How many people do I have to kill to just get, like, 50 more Twitter followers so I can have 5,000?
That's probably a great question.
How many? 15?
No, 50, I think.
50? At Trudy Dan?
Yeah.
Well, can't 15 people right now just follow Trudy?
Do it or Trudy's going to kill somebody.
I don't want you to kill anyone yet. Let's hold off on the murder for now.
Wow, Boozy. Boozy
it would definitely
off.
Get you some followers, though.
It would.
By the way, you know how Boozy's also called Boopak, but this is the first time I ever heard of Boozy. But he went crazy. A lot of people are picking this up because he's threatening his kids and stuff pretty much.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, now we know who he is.
I have to tell you,
can't they just do it like the old days where you orchestrate an attack on yourself and claim that it's MAGA country?
Don't forget the bleach.
Jesus Christ.
The guy that beat up Black China, Kid Boo. And I was telling Mark this earlier. I was really confused because remember her boyfriend was 18?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it had a story about him and it said, well, he beat up her and then he left and he somehow got back to the mainland without getting arrested. So there was no charges, nothing. Oh. And she dumped him immediately. She's with Soulja Boy now.
Oh, good.
So I'm sure they're a great couple and they're very happy. But anyway, so I'm going, who is this guy? Wait, he committed child abuse in 2008. How can he be 18 years old? He had a child at 7? That doesn't seem possible. So anyway, I'm like, why am I spending my time doing this? But I am. And I find out that, he's 30.
Oh.
He apparently lied about his age, I guess, to start his rap career, and it worked. He has on his Instagram, I forgot how many followers, there's a lot. So I look at the ones that have, you know, that aren't just pictures or videos.
Yeah.
And the song was all about his dick. And it had tons of likes.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Go to Kid Boo's Instagram
page,
Brandon.
Everyone loves his dick.
And I swear to God, and there's like a big like light bulb thing flashing dick in the background.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's like, wow, this is, having a hit record doesn't seem that hard anymore.
Which one?
It's one of the first ones, well, it might be like a week ago. Is one of the first ones that had a video. There's a video of him burning rubber in his car, too, which is pretty cool.
Here's a video.
Yeah, this might be. It could be.
I think he's just smoking weed. He just wants you to know that he smokes weed.
How many followers?
He has 500,000.
Okay. Keep going down. It's a video. It would have been like a week ago, I think I found it. So maybe try like February 10th or so, maybe?
How much time did you spend on Kid
Boo? Oh, that's this is one. This
Instagram.
One.
Oh, mom.
There it is.
He's also got a lot of face tattoos. So hot right now. Why don't you try me? Cause she could get Rocky Sylvester Stallone. I think she like me cause my dick alone. I told her sorry to leave me alone. I hit my jeweler, the ice on my phone. I bought a mouse. This mumble rap is the worst genre of
this is a hit record, folks.
I can't
see the flashing lights dick in the background.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Where is that now? In some warehouse or at his house?
That is his house.
Could be his house.
It's his house?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
But I guess so chicks dig that? That's how he gets laid? With the dick song?
Dude, I'm telling you, this is the hottest fad right now. It's put a whole bunch of bullshit all over your face.
And is it because it's naughty? Like, oh my god, that's so crazy! I have to like his music.
Be a gangster.
Here's the white dude. Here's Lil Xan.
So
you're now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
This kid looks like he's 12 years old.
Hey.
He used to date Noah Cyrus. He dropped out of school after the ninth grade, though.
Face tattoos and mumble rap. That's what all the rage is.
Fake the love, holy son, or we're the chosen one. I'm sipping out the grass, don't kiss the touch. Keep my wish, well, I don't need a wow. Yeah, how my enemy.
I think music producers are just looking for the cheapest way to put crap out to see whether it sticks.
But they get millions.
They're not out anything.
They get millions and millions of streams, though, so somebody likes it. I mean, if you don't have any, if you haven't committed any crimes, can you get any streams?
Maybe not.
Because I'm just, you know, venturing into various people as they land in the news, mm-hmm. and they find out, oh, he's got a big record. I'm like, okay, I'll bite. And then it's all about this guy's dick. And I'm like, really? This is a hit? I mean, isn't every song about people's dicks?
Yeah.
Virtually?
Sure.
Preoccupation. All right, so.
Nikki Evelyn's got the best one, though.
Oh, this. Yeah, this is a great tune. If you're going to do a song about your dick.
My dick cost a late night fee. Yo, dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo, dick went straight to DVD.
My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo, dick look like a little kid's. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo, shit look like you 14. My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo, dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so
that's a white
hot,
dude.
It's stolen. Yo, dick.
But I don't think he's got face tattoos. So.
How many streams?
500,000.
That's all?
That's just for that one. It's been uploaded multiple times. Let's see. This one, another 500,000. So I guess you got to add them up. About 1,000,000.
Already? Well, that was, I mean, I think it was creative. I'll say that for it. Did we go over the Rolling Stone list of the 50 best rom-coms? I know we had a list.
Oh, God.
From Rolling Stone.
Is there, even one good rom-com?
Yeah, there were some. I was.
Besides Love Actually, your favorite?
I was kind of freaking out.
How many Hugh Grant movies were in there that you love?
I didn't see any Hugh Grant movies in here, I don't think.
What?
Yeah, right.
Did you write off a letter to Rolling Stone about it?
All the best ones I thought were in the 40s and 30s. I was kind of confused. Like The Wedding Singer? That's a great movie.
Yeah, Wedding Singer, Forgetting Sarah Marshall's
that's
good.
That's 48.
I like that one.
Some people consider Groundhog Day a rom-com.
That's number 10, I think.
Really?
That's close to the top. It's 500 Days of Summer. I thought that was a really good movie.
That's a good movie.
It's 46.
You like that musical scene to Hall & Oates. It's,
oh, yeah. You Make My Dreams Come True. Yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall's 44.
Well, that could be another rom-com.
It's not a rom-com. Those are just comedies.
Reality Bites is 43. They call them rom-coms. Roxanne, boring.
She's Out of Your League is a rom-com.
It's not even on the list. Total bullshit. Bridget Jones, 39. 10 Things I Hate About You. Ugh, God. Amelie.
Huh?
The Big Sick. 36, that's...
That was funny.
That was a pretty good movie. Yeah.
What about...
You had me at Hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha.
It's a sports movie.
It's up there. It's like 26, I think. Pretty Woman, boring.
Knocked Up?
Knocked Up is not in here.
There's
Something About Mary is very high. It's closer to the top.
Do you really describe that as a rom-com? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could call it a rom... I mean, it's an edgier rom-com, mm-hmm. but... Let's see what the 20 to 16.
No.
Bringing Up Baby.
Tootsie.
Working Girl. No. At 19? Really?
Gross. That movie sucks.
There's Something About Mary is 17.
I got it right here if you want to look at this one.
Go ahead. Just count them down.
From which number?
17? 16? Something Wild?
16, Something Wild in 86. 15, The Lady Eve, something that was in 1941. I have no idea. Number 14, The Princess Bride, pretty good. Number 13, Pillow Talk,
Rock Hudson.
From 1959.
Oh, boy. Does knowing anything about him spoil it for anybody?
Oh, I just assumed it was about him and a man.
Number 12, It Happened One Night. That's from 1934.
I would rather take a bus full of hairdressers to see Snoopy on Ice than see this film.
Amen.
Annie Hall's number 11.
Oh. I would rather pack my rectum full of M80s and squat over a flaming hibachi than see this movie.
Number 10 is Groundhog Day, so I do like that one.
It's good.
Bull Durham is number 9.
It's good.
Number 8 is The Apartment.
I would rather have a circle jerk with my dad and grandpa than see this flaming turd of a movie.
Starring Jack Lemmon. But number 7 is Say Anything.
That's not a bad movie.
With Drew's favorite Twitter follower.
Yeah. He's John a great Cusack. Follow. I mean, you'll be getting a new tweet every 2 seconds.
Really? Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Moonstruck.
I think that movie is so overrated.
Oh, God.
Snap out of it.
I really can't stand Sharon anything.
No. As Harry Truman would say, that movie can suck my dick.
Number 5 is Clueless.
Why is Clueless number 5?
It's not a rom-com.
It's kind of a funny movie.
It's a good movie. I love
Paul
that
Rudd
movie.
Is in that movie.
Mm-hmm. That's not a rom-com.
It's the exact same, too. It's weird. Number 4, His Girl Friday from 1940.
Sucks. Sneak into theaters without being noticed sometime.
Number 3 is Broadcast News.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
I know. It was
a good movie.
Yeah,
you didn't like it? You like Holly Hunter? Holly Hunter's weird accent.
I didn't understand why she had to come in and cry every day.
Why does she talk
like that?
Why does she talk like that all the time?
Number 2 is the Cary Grant Philadelphia story.
Boring.
Philadelphia. Wait, you can't mention Holly Hunter without mentioning.
Oh, welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, boy.
Hello?
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
What?
Dead air.
Hello. Okay, we loved the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
What drew you to this character, Grace?
Well, you know, I read the script. It came to me a few months ago with an offer, and I got about to page 6.
I love how she goes into phone-in mode immediately.
I called my agent and said, look, if this keeps up, I can't say no to this woman.
Hey.
I can't have anybody else do her but me. And when I got to the end, I called back and said, yes, this
why
is...
Why does Holly Hunter talk like this?
I gotta go.
Where's Holly Hunter?
Well, we just love this show.
That's cool.
Oh, great.
So, you're welcome. So what drew you from the big screen to TV? Because we hear that you don't watch TV.
I think that this is a really original woman, you know, and I can't... Hey. I've played some really amazing characters in my life, but it's still a rarity
to
come upon somebody who I feel is original.
Why do you
and
talk that
she's
way?
Such a character filled with opposites, and you rarely see
about?
That.
Boring.
Generally, somebody is almost a two-dimensional character, and here you have a woman
that
who
is this interview is Holly Hunter is the worst part
you know?
Of it.
She's good and bad. She's a goddess. She's a mad woman. She's a beggar. She's a drunk. She's an incredibly generous aunt. She's a good time girl. She's a wild child. You know, she's a great, great, intelligent,
like
cunning cop. So I was.
Where's my girl, the interviewer?
Well, I love this character. So are you nervous at all tackling something so controversial?
No. You know, I leave that to other people.
It's so controversial.
True. All right. Anything else you want to tell us about Grace?
You know, we premiere Monday night, July 23rd, at 10 p.m., right after the closer on TNT. So, you know, I think the show is really thrilling.
Is this show still on TV?
I think it's a great ride. What's the best part about shooting?
You know, it's so funny. I think that the sense of humor in the show is absolutely...
Get out of here.
I mean, it's sophisticated, but it's also kind of Three Stooges. I mean, it's silly as hell and unbelievably smart.
The end is the best.
Well, I think it's fantastic. All right, so now that you've wrapped up shooting, what are the rest of the summer plans?
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped up. We're in our 10th hour, which is pretty exciting. We've got, you know, 3 more hours to go, 3 more episodes to shoot. So it's going to be sad to say bye to it. But we'll finish up at the beginning of August.
Really sad.
Canceled.
And then I'll go back to New York.
Yeah, well, we want you back in New York. We are so excited about this show. It's so good to have you back. We are all thrilled to watch it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us. You can catch...
What?
And you can catch more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts and Entertainment section of NBCNews.com.
What?
I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz?
Now, the problem is, What's the Buzz is on ABC.
That's why people scream.
Yeah, she's on ABC and she promoted...
Woo. Not NBC. I like ABC a little bit more, not much. Come on, ABC.
That's all the best we have for you today. Make sure you're all thrilled to watch it.
Freaked out they
great.
Get.
Thank you.
All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
God, that was painful.
Get out of here.
And you can catch more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts and Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks for watching this edition
of What's
the Buzz.
Is that person going to be okay?
I don't know.
Not NBC. I like ABC a little bit more, not much. Come on, ABC.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Get out of here.
Oh, number one.
Number one, yeah. Number one is When Harry Met Sally.
Lord.
Boring.
God. Oh.
I'll have a king cat. How about she's having?
Somebody got a dick?
Oh.
So it sounded Holly Hunter played her mom.
How about she's having?
Oh. Oh.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, the dumbest part about that scene is that they still have a sign in that deli of where she sat. Like today, if you want to go in there and see where Meg Ryan pretended to have an orgasm.
Is the cushion wet? Continually they keep it wet?
It's one of those plastic chairs. So they just wipe it down after each person sits in it.
Somebody got a dick?
I feel like that was an extremely disrespectful thing, you know?
What do you mean?
Do that in the restaurant?
Yeah, dudes, we don't give a shit about you guys. We pretend everything.
Huh? Yeah, it's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Especially when she knows how to get off.
It's very mean.
As if it lasts that long. Get out of here, Ryan. Jesus.
It'd be a little exhausting to be in the room with that.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
Ooh, wow.
I'm gonna fill you up. I'm gonna fill you up.
Thank you, Ryan,
very much. I'm gonna fill you up.
Is she married John Mellencamp yet?
I don't know.
They're supposed to be getting married.
But her and Bezos should have a...
Yeah. That'd be hot.
Grown off.
Yeah, we combine them.
Brandon, you missed the great line.
Yes. Yes.
The hell are you talking about?
I'll have what you have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll have what she's having.
Went over it.